want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I can get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Stay tuned for your shot at a brand new Mercedes-Benz C230 from AT&T Simply Wireless, and only on the Don and Mike Show.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Just people.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop, 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 stop. Stop, 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 stop. Stop, 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 stop. Can't stop.
Just people.
Stop, 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 stop.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Would you rather be than right here, right now?
All right, tell me now.
Yes?
Who is it quoted in all of the ads who says, kill it? Just kill it.
There he is, right here.
Right. Thank you. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. O'Mara and all the ships at sea. After a busy morning in Chinatown celebrating Erection Day,
yeah.
Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, brand new episode on this Tuesday.
Tuesday.
November 6th. Coming to you from the greatest city in the world, from New York and WNEW this week. Phone number, here you go. The national number is always 877-365-3636. Or from New York, 877-692-1027.
Hello.
Those are your numbers. Just kill it. Just kill it. I told you to kill it. See, there's a big mayoral election today in New York, and
they're taking the gloves off.
And the ads are so goddamn mean. It's a great time. You know, anybody who wants to know if America is back to being America.
Oh, you better believe it.
Should come up here and listen to the radio and watch the TV with the ads with these two dudes that are trying to take Giuliani's job.
I mean, this election is a dead heat right now. At least that's what the polls say.
Right.
And you got two guys. I don't think they like each other at all. But the gloves are off.
I mean, this is down and dirty. It doesn't get any more dirty than this.
Yeah. Just kill it. Kill it.
Now, which guy allegedly said kill it?
Well, the way you got to put it is this is a campaign ad.
Bloomberg who said kill it.
Well, allegedly. He's saying he didn't say it. But this is a campaign ad that's being run by Mark Green that alleges that Bloomberg said that to a pregnant person that worked for him, a pregnant lady that came in and said,
right.
He said, kill it, kill it. And she sued him and they settled out of court and all that. But they're using this. And then Mark Green is, Bloomberg is running an ad against Mark Green that has Schumer coming out and saying, you know, this is a horrible guy, he's terrible. And apparently Schumer was talking about another person.
Talking about this is somebody else.
This is real evil stuff right now. It's a lot of fun. It's politics at its worst best.
Just kill it. So happy Erection Day, everybody. Mm-hmm. We, of course, will have an Erection Day special for you a little later on the show. Just let me say, of course, it does involve a CM.
Yes.
Chinaman, since it is Erection Day.
Very good.
I want to put the word out right now to all the ships at sea that tomorrow on the show, we're going to be giving away another key for the Mercedes. You know, we're giving away only 29 keys that can start the AT&T Simply Wireless Mercedes-Benz, the C230 model.
Right.
And tomorrow we'd like to have a singing dog contest.
Yeah.
So if you got a dog and you can come down to the city, bring your dog down here.
Please do.
To the Don Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters at 7th and 57th, and you come in with your dog, and your dog sings, and it's, frankly, it's going to be very subjective. We're going to vote on which dog sings the best.
I would really love to set a record in here for dogs. I mean, is it kind of unlimited as far as how many dogs we get? It wouldn't
absolutely.
To me, to really annoy Ken Stevens and management here at the station would be really to have dogs so thick down here that there would be urine, excrement, you know, that it would be really like dogs pooping. I would love that.
All the dogs, the holding area for the dogs should be Ken's office.
Ken's office. I see no reason why they have to use the regular green room.
So listen, we need you to call in, though, and tell us about your dog if you want to bring your dog down tomorrow. So call at 877-365-3636 or the New York number 877-692-1027. We're doing that tomorrow, but we're soliciting for that today. Also, I never thought I would say this, but I'm going to ask if Glenn the janitor would call the show today.
Ah. Is that who we're settling on?
Yeah. Okay. Listen, here's the deal. You know, tomorrow there's not going to be a parade for the Yankees, but there's going to be some kind of a rally.
Yes.
And we had wanted to send Lewis the Retard down to the rally,
right,
wearing a Diamondbacks uniform. I mean, the jersey, the baseball pants, the spikes, and everything. However, Lewis the Retard, and this time I mean it, he's blown it. This is his last opportunity.
Yeah. Well, now let me ask you a question about this, because I'm such a fan of his. I know that when Lisa informed you that he had said, he's not going to be able to make it, and what you said at breakfast, does that apply, is that the final word, or like if he were to call us on today's show and say, hey, listen, I've changed my mind?
Well, I don't know.
How final is your word of death?
Well, here's the thing. The more I think about it, the more I think that I think the audience right now, our listeners, hate Glenn the Janitor more than they hate Lewis the Retard.
Oh, most definitely.
It's been years since Lewis the Retard has been on the show, and the thought of New Yorkers eating one of their own. I feel better about sending Glenn the Janitor out there in a Diamondbacks uniform.
So what other missions could we have for Lewis in the future?
Mike, yes. None.
None.
No missions at all. But listen,
he's got nine lives, but I love it when you kill him.
No, but listen, we've been through this before with this kid.
Right.
Where he'll do anything for the show, and as a matter of fact, we had a mission planned for him. Unfortunately, that mission was planned on September 12th,
right,
which was the day after the terrorist attack, so obviously we had to cancel that mission. And since then, he's been calling weekly, if not daily, if not hourly, if not by minute.
Well, that's what he's good at. He's good at being a pest, but when it's really time to deliver, he never really steps up.
Every day he calls and goes, hey, it's Lewis. When are the guys going to need me?
But I love him.
It's Craig Coleman. When are the guys going to need me? So now we finally need him, and we give him plenty of notice, 3 days notice on this.
Of course.
You know, we'll pick up the cost of him coming up to New York, and the guy calls up and says, I can't make it.
Might be even more notice than that, because when you say something like, and I'm thinking of maybe Lewis, I think that was prior to the 3 days, so technically he'd have more notice than that.
Yeah. So anyway,
but I love him.
His job with the telemarketing apparently is getting in the way. Hi, this is Lewis Coleman.
Can you tell me why not? Can you tell me why that wouldn't be a? Well, I understand it's your dinner hour, but can you tell me why not?
Are you interested in saving up to 40% on your long distance?
I know it might be inconvenient for you, but if you can just give me a minute of your time, I'm going to really speak to you right now about something. Okay.
All right. So he's officially on the dead to us list again.
Wow.
We do need the janitor call. Okay. All right. Let's get to the phones and then on with the show. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Eddie. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Eddie, are you the first with the singing dog?
No, I just wanted to say that you guys are both douchebags and you got no material. You know,
Hey, Eddie, let me tell you this. Eddie, hold on, Eddie. Listen, why don't you at least be a man about it? If you want to call up and say we're douchebags, why do you lie to the girl on the phone?
Because they never pick up the phone anyway.
Well, they did. They did pick up the phone, you dumbass.
Your mama.
No, your mama.
Clever.
Very nice. Thank you.
Stimulating call from Eddie.
Articulate challenge.
Well said, Eddie. Thank you very much. Hello. Who is this? Jay. Hi, Jay. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
First, F you, Eddie.
Thank you,
buddy. Don, thank God you're getting that guy off the show again. The Washington listeners hate Lewis.
Yeah, well, see, but it's been so long since he's been on the show.
You know, the peak of his career was that thing where he went on the Jerry Seinfeld HBO special. That was it. That was it for Washington. We hate that guy.
Would you like to hear my theory on Lewis?
Yeah, sure.
I've never shared this with our listening audience, but I believe that Don has protected Lewis over the years. He's brought him back time and time again, and I think I know why. Don has one son who is extremely bright
and
successful.
Oh, after you, Mike.
He has a very, you know, this kid is going places.
Lewis is not my son.
Anybody who knows Bart knows that Bart is going to go. I mean, Bart could do anything. Right now, the kid is on the fast track. One of the brightest kids I've ever met. I think that Lewis represents.
No, you're wrong.
The child that Don would support if he was like the total opposite of,
right,
of your son.
Let me turn this around on you.
Okay.
That you have two wonderful, beautiful daughters.
Thank you. I appreciate
However,
that.
You have this fondness for Tom Gavin for a reason that I can't understand because it's the child that you were never able to help through life.
What does that say about both of us? Kind of weird there. We're both kind of fond of these misfits. Maybe because we're misfits, Don. Maybe that's what it is.
Hold on. I got the retard on one of these lines here. Let me see. Who's this? Oh, no, this is Joe. Hi, Joe.
Yes.
Now, do you really have a singing dog, Joe?
I have an extremely talented dog I'm bringing down.
What kind of dog are you bringing down tomorrow?
He's like a little Lhasa Apso. I found him as a stray, and the thing started singing. He's
fantastic.
Wow. And does the dog sing any particular songs?
No, he needs me to start singing, and then he'll go on.
That's the best kind right there. I love that.
Beautiful. All right, Joe, you're in. Hold on a second, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Kind of started with Jerry Glanville when he was on the show with his singing.
Right, exactly. Here is Fran from New Jersey. Fran, you got a dog?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, Fran. We're doing great. You got a dog to sing?
Yes, I do. Her name is Gracie, and she likes to sing with Mariah Carey.
that's a car wreck, isn't it?
Oh, it's hysterical. And we first noticed it the night that they had the telethon for the World Trade Center victims.
Yeah.
We were watching it, and the next thing we knew, Mariah Carey came on, started singing, and Gracie decided she had to do a duet with her.
Oh, wow.
Now, every single time Mariah Carey has been on TV since, Gracie sings with her.
Now, will you be able to just put on a Mariah Carey album and have the dog sing with her?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
All right, hold on there, Fran. Hold on, we'll see you. What's the dog's name?
Gracie.
Gracie. Oh, you said that. I'm sorry. Hold on a second. That's two dogs already.
Probably hurts the dog's ears. A lot of dogs respond to Mariah Carey, I understand.
All of the dogs be down here at the studio tomorrow, and the dog that we judge to be the best will get key number, is it key number four? Anybody counting the keys?
It could be five.
Key number five, who knows?
And the clever thing is we're going to feed the key to the dog, and then the owner will just have to wait for the key to pass.
And whoever wins the key will get Amtrak. We'll bring them down to D.C., incidentally, from New York for our big key party on Friday, December the 14th. Now let's talk to Lewis the Retard, a.k.a. Craig Coleman. Hello, Lewis.
Yo.
Lewis, turn your radio down, man.
Oh, sorry. I was waiting on hold there.
D.A. Hi, Lewis.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, so listen, what's the deal? You're not coming up to wear the Diamondbacks uniform?
It's not that I don't want to. I don't understand why you're taking this the wrong way, Don.
Well, Lewis, I mean, haven't you called and told Charlie any opportunity to be on the show?
Yeah, every minute, in fact.
Hey, Lewis, what's your problem, man?
Well, that's what I'm here to ask you guys.
I mean,
you're here lambasting me again, and you can't understand that I've got prior commitments.
Prior commitment? Well, how can you have a prior commitment when you call every day to ask when we're going to ask you to be on the show?
Trust me, it's not every day. It's occasionally, because it has been some time since when I was supposed to come up to New York.
Have I missed his airtime? Yeah. Have I missed him on the show?
People hate Lewis.
God.
Listen to me.
What, Lewis?
I'm doing very well as a mortgage financer.
Please get out of here.
And combine that with, it was short notice. I didn't get the message till last night.
You listen to the show every day. He was talking about this like a week ago.
I don't get to listen every day.
Oh, Lewis, come on. Please,
don't lie.
You listen with your pants hanging around your ankles
every day. You're obsessed with this show.
I wish I could spend more time listening since the time change.
I understand. Well, Lewis, the message I'm getting now is that you're simply too busy for the Don and Mike show.
No. Here's the issue.
You know, Lewis, if you are too busy...
For a second.
Oh, listen to him yell at us. Hey, Rob, would you get that speaker, whatever the thing is, because the phone is sounding hollow? Would you do that thing, please?
To go to Arkansas Thursday morning.
What, Lewis? Important. What, Lewis?
I have to go to Arkansas Thursday morning.
Why?
Big Coleman family reunion in rural Arkansas. That's where most of my family is from.
So why couldn't you come to New York on Wednesday and didn't they just leave town on Wednesday afternoon?
While that's feasible, I would be putting prior commitments that are priorities, financial priorities, On hold, basically.
What financial priorities?
I can't do that. It would be irresponsible of me to do that. It really would.
All right, then you're off the show. Don't call anymore and ask to be a part of the show. I really mean it this time.
Well, you know, that was just to prove you to be a continual dick.
Whoa! I'm a continual dick?
Yeah.
Why am I a continual dick? All I've done is give you chance after chance after chance against my colleagues' wishes.
Yeah, because I've pegged you as a psycho boy from way back.
Well, lucky me. Who would want to come on a show and be called a psycho boy?
There you go. Absolutely. And I think it's a real good idea if you go away and never bother us again.
Okay, so listen. So don't call Charlie anymore.
You called me, you prick.
No, listen, dickhead.
I'm gonna help you.
Listen, dickface.
Listen, actually, not you guys. Don, you're a dick. Everybody else is subservient to you, unfortunately. F you and your family.
Listen to him. Wow. Listen to Lewis the retard.
Sounds fine.
Did he hang up?
Yeah, he's gone. He's gone.
He, you know what? That boy. That boy.
Wow.
He's trouble.
He sure is. I guarantee you, I will bet anybody out there, any amount of money, he calls like within 48 hours.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey,
He'll call you personally.
Yeah, he'll call in the office. I'll get the call from downstairs. Lewis is on the phone. Hey, man, I'm really sorry. Or he'll do this one. Hey, I was just doing a bit, man. I was just doing a bit, giving you some lip. Like, F you, Lewis. You dumb retard.
That's I haven't heard that, Lewis.
Good luck with the mortgage banking.
Have you
business.
Heard that, Lewis, Rob?
Constantly reinventing himself.
Yeah,
never
absolutely.
The mortgage
absolutely.
Banker, Lewis.
The mortgage
right.
banker.
Right.
Sure. Please.
It's a shocker that family reunion takes place in Arkansas.
Rural.
Hello.
Rural Arkansas.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bunch of people with oversized heads.
Hello.
Bunch of bobblehead dolls.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Eating
Hi.
Chicken.
Yeah, I'm over here in Brooklyn. Right now, the first time I've ever heard of him, my ears were bleeding already.
Right. Yeah, Lewis the retard. Listen, trust me, it's the best thing. It's worked out the best for the show. But he will call back.
He will.
He will call back. And this time, I'm going to write myself a post-it. No more Lewis.
Okay. Memo to self.
I know I've said that before, but this time I mean it. I know, I mean it like Bush with the Taliban.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No way.
Yes, I do.
We've had this discussion before.
He has never been that way to me.
We have. He's given you crap. He's given you more crap than any regular caller has ever given you crap.
Not like that.
That was pretty nasty.
Not like that.
Pretty
look
bold.
And see what I just wrote down? No more Lewis. And look where I'm putting that. I'm putting that on my Jennifer Aniston picture that I take everywhere with me. Okay? The good luck picture that I put in the little console in front of me.
That boy's trouble.
No more Lewis. That's it. He's out of our lives.
The boy is trouble.
Hey, I got an idea, guys.
What's that?
Why don't you string him up like a pinata and let everybody that hates him come and hit him a couple of times?
Oh, I'd love to. Christ, I'd love to. You don't even know. You're from Brooklyn? You don't know.
I'm actually from Long Island, but I'm working in Brooklyn right now.
You don't know what a pain in the ass this guy's been on this show.
I'm sensitive to that kind of joke. I got in trouble at my nephew's birthday party on Sunday when I said that. They had this little dog, the little, da, da, da. And I said, yeah, and they were hitting the piano, all the kids out there. I said, why don't we hang the dog up and use it as a pinata? And my wife says, stop that. That's horrible. And then she started laughing. He said, you'd have to eat a lot of candy first.
All right, thank you, Darren.
Sick. I'm so sorry.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, you guys better be careful because that sounded a lot like one of those spiels the guy from American Psycho gave right before he killed someone.
Yeah, well, you know something? Lewis is not far away from that.
Lewis is just one clear plastic raincoat away from American Psycho.
Do you like my family in Arkansas?
Yeah, we've known that about that guy for years.
I've always been disturbed by it. He's always, he really, I mean, seriously, I've always been a little concerned about him.
And the guy, I'm not.
And he really hates me. I mean, he hates me. He'll come on the air and say how much he hates you, but he really. There's one person on this show that he'd do something to.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah.
Hi,
how
Mike.
Are you? I'm waiting for you.
Do you like Huey Lewis?
Right.
FM. I can't tell you how many times the guy has called Charlie Broyles. He'll say, when are they going to have me back on the show?
I think that he hates me because, really, when we used to hang out with Lewis, when he would come to functions and stuff, I'm probably the only one on the show that came the closest to physical confrontation.
Yeah, you almost busted him up one time.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Gabe, hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to say hi to Buzz today, didn't I?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Buzz.
Buzz is my favorite.
Well, everybody loves Buzz.
Everybody loves Buzz. It's becoming more apparent each and every day.
Great guy.
And you're my favorite, too.
And why does Buzz's microphone sound like he's talking out of the bottom of a trash can?
Because there's the same...
Hey, Don.
Dude, hold on a second there, Gabe. Hold on. We're trying to figure out the problem with the telephone. Is it... how about if I do that? No, it's just as bad.
Luke, I am your father.
Hi. Hey, PLJ, Cash and Cars and Stars.
that sounds awful. Can we get Peter in here?
Pete Johnson, you guys think you're special now. You come up here and you got to have your microphones and the phones in a special way. Come on, Peter.
Where is Pete? He's out of the building?
Out of the building.
Out of the building.
What's he getting, the breadsticks?
OTB.
All right. What else, Gabe?
I was just wondering if I could say thank you to Lisa.
Sure.
She tossed my salad last week and my leukemia went away.
Thank you, my friend.
She's a miracle worker.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gabe. Not bad to look at.
Man, oh, man. Wow. Magical healing powers.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
If only I'd known that when I had my sore hip.
High school.
Ladies and gentlemen, a small salute to the New York callers again. I'm sorry.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Chris.
Hi, Chris. What can we do for you?
I just thought I'd give you a little insight to old Lewis's behavior as a child.
Oh, why? Did you know him growing up or something?
We're in Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts together.
Really? Was he ever, like, molested by a troop leader? I'm trying to find the reason for the behavior.
The root cause.
I think he's short, fat, and probably still a virgin.
But he's not fat, no.
No, and but he is short. And
he's short, he's, like, pasty and emaciated.
Oh, hey, guess who's back on the line again? It's Lewis.
Wow, your prediction now, came true with 47 now, hours now, and 50
now, just
minutes to spare.
1 second here. Before you take this call, which I know you're going to do, I remind you of what you just put on your little post.
I know, but I'm only going to put it on because I told you he'd call back.
Okay.
I told you he would. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Lewis.
How are you guys?
What do you want, dick face?
Oh, Don, please, stop that. I'm sorry.
This is
him.
This is just thin. This is not thick enough.
It is. And perhaps I went overboard, but I'm just looking for a little bit of understanding on your behalf.
See, it is the real Lewis.
And I know it's him. I thought you were saying it's a fake
Lewis.
I think it's not a good rap. It's, you know.
I told you he'd call back,
You
though.
Gave him that out by saying he'll call back with, you know, I was just doing a bit or something like that.
Oh, yeah, well, I did what I accused you of.
That's right. You were helping him out.
Being a listener's friend.
Right.
But Lewis, really, you're a dick. Goodbye forever.
Well, likewise, you know, but I think that's what draws us together.
No, Lewis, nothing draws us together.
Well, you know, you could say that, and perhaps you feel
yes.
like you mean it, but
I do.
Believe you.
I think
and
you're dangerous, Lewis.
You believe what I just said. However, you really did get me going because it's like you can't understand that I do have something that I got to take
right.
care of.
Right, you're so happening, you're such a great mortgage banker, and you've got such a great retarded family reunion you got to go to. That's fine.
I say that. You're saying that. I'm saying that I really do have things that if I just put on hold to come jump and do something,
you're repeating yourself,
I would be
Lewis.
Irresponsible.
You're repeating yourself. You're saying what you already said. You're saying what you said already.
And I'm thinking about the guy who
individual who's got a vibrating pager in my pocket right now.
I'm thinking about the guy who years ago called and said I would do anything to get into radio. I'll be on your show anytime at all. Please just give me a hand. Give me a helping hand. Help me into the business. I want to get into radio. I'll do anything at any time. So you're telling me that guy's gone.
Well, I mean, it was gone for the past 2 years. I mean, what happened in the past 2 years?
Well, then goodbye, Lewis. I had a change of heart, but now I've flip-flopped again.
It's all about waiting for your opportunities, Lewis.
But listen, I have other opportunities that I've got. They're
which you said. Which you, why,
right now.
Why are you repeating yourself? Why are you repeating what you
because
said?
Because you're not understanding it the first
time. No, we understand completely.
We understand. We're offering you an opportunity. You turned it down, so we're going to go in another direction.
I can understand that. But
great.
Cancel it off forever.
Oh, I think that's... Well, I've urged Don to do that for years,
not
Lewis.
Not being fair.
No, really, this time you're off the show forever.
Fair.
Really. You ask the guys. I've even written myself a note. No more Lewis.
And Don, you know, Lewis, you should understand something that a lot of the people on this show have been urging Don to do that for years when it comes to you.
It's happened 12 times already.
What's happened 12 times?
The same note has been written 12 times. Maybe put on different pictures, but it's been written down 12 times.
But this time I mean it.
And
I, for one, can I say something, Lewis? Can I say something to you?
No.
I have thoroughly enjoyed the 2-year hiatus from you.
Well, then why were you looking to start it back up?
I wasn't. Dom was.
I was, because as always, I was looking to give you a hand.
What?
You know, for whatever reason.
If you want to give me a hint, you should let me have an underground music show on WJFK on the weekend.
Oh, please. God. You know, listen, just eat me, Lewis. Seriously, just eat me. Eat my D, eat my A.
With the flavor still, right?
Yes, right. Now, please, get out of here, Lewis.
All right, so I'll be up there tomorrow at like 10. That's what Lisa said.
Well, now, are you coming up or not?
What?
Are you coming up or not?
No, hold on. Are you being serious now, though?
No, are you being serious?
I was just floating that out there to see if you're being serious.
No, and I'm just floating it out to see if you're being serious.
Oh, I mean, I'm really in a debate now because I don't like letting you down because you really have helped me in other areas in the past.
Yeah, even though you just called me a giant dick.
But you like that kind of thing.
All right, Lewis, I'm going to give you 10 seconds to make a decision.
9, 8, 7,
6,
5,
4,
3,
2,
1.
Decision.
No, wait a second.
Nope.
Bye.
Goodbye.
No, bye.
See bye, you. Lewis.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Timing is everything.
There he goes. Lewis playing F. Lewis the retard. God damn. Well, we do need Glenn the janitor to call in.
12 times he said you put that note on.
And I bet he's counted. I don't doubt it.
Sounds right.
Hello. Don and Mike. Oops. Hello. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello. What did I just... I'm sorry. I just canceled out all the lines.
Oh.
My apologies. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Who's this? Hey, Rick. Hi, Rick.
Hi. How you guys doing today?
We're doing okay.
Hey, did you guys see Rich Gannon get pounded and just keep going last night?
Yeah, that guy's an MF-er, that guy for the Raiders. He got one play against the Broncos last night. He was running an option play, or, you know, like a bootleg.
Yeah.
And he goes to the sidelines, and the Broncos just kicked the crap out of him. He was out exactly one play.
Did they hit him out of bounds?
No, it was a legal hit. They just beat the crap out of him,
really.
Because Denver is, they're a bad team.
Isn't Denver the guy that's got that offensive lineman that chop blocks every
day? Yeah, that's what I mean. They're bad guys.
Right.
They're awful guys. All right, thank you, Rick.
Thank you, guys.
Right, see you later. Let's go to Vi. Hi, Vi, Don and Mike show. Or V. Well, what's your name?
V.
Hi, V.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
V.
First time caller.
Ooh, V. Hi, V.
Nice. I love you guys.
Thank you. We love you. We love A. We love all Vs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We are V-friendly.
I bet you're a pretty V.
Some people say so. Uh-huh. Look, I'm a singing dog, but I would love to come in and meet you guys and sing the national anthem topless.
We would put you in the running for the key if you did that, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, are you kidding?
Right on.
Okay, maybe to start the show tomorrow.
Yeah, who is the celebrity you think you most resemble there, V?
A lot of people say I look like Natalie Wood when she was alive.
Good. See, wow. I'm glad you qualified that when she was right. Alive. Okay, hold on a second, V.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Beautiful.
What kind of wood doesn't float?
All right, I know Natalie would. All right, so that's two dogs and one topless girl bringing her dog down tomorrow.
Excellent.
For the big singing dog show. Hello, Don and Mike show. Bill, hi.
How you doing, guys?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I give it 6 months. You'll have Lewis back on.
No.
No, I won't.
No, Don, we have to say that you went 2 years without Lewis. You went 2 years without
Lewis. Now, this time I mean it. And seriously, mark my words now. And I'm not saying that I'm not going to take a phone call from the guy.
Right.
But he won't be on the show. He won't physically be in the studio. He won't be involved in anything on the show.
Right.
Robbie, get out your pen.
Okay.
I'll give $5,000. No, not to you.
Well, I'm the biggest one that... I'm the one that would like to bet you on that.
I'm not going
to
give you $5,000. I'm going to give $5,000 to the Red Cross if Lewis is on
all
the show.
All right, go ahead.
Well, come
you
on.
And, you and your charitable contribution.
Well, I don't want to give away $5,000 even to the Red Cross. I'm just trying to make a point here.
$5,000 goes to the Red Cross.
If Lewis is on the show.
Wait, what time frame?
How about this is a time frame? Forever.
All right,
wow.
So you're saying if Lewis is ever on the show, physically on the show again, you will have to write a check for
$5,000. Now, I can't stop him if he comes down to the station, but I won't bring him in the studio.
Already a qualifier.
No, because what I don't want is him to just, you know, because I know what will happen. You guys will see him walk in the door at the station. You go, you owe us $5,000.
Right.
No, he can get into the station. I can't stop him, but I can
He'll
stop
him. He'll never come into the studio and be on microphone.
Correct.
In the studio will be the qualifier.
And he will never be on the show outside of a phone call.
Correct.
So there will never be like a wireless microphone or...
You are correct.
Absolutely.
No qualifiers.
And if someone is standing out on the street and Lewis happens to walk up while we're doing a bit...
That ain't my fault.
You'll hit the delay.
Yeah, okay, fine. Or you'll tell me to hit the delay. Okay? Yeah, all right, any qualifier you want, I'm just making the pledge to our audience right now.
Very good.
He's never going to be on this show again.
Moments like this when Lewis is just sitting back there hating me.
Never again.
I love it.
$5,000 for the Red Cross. I mean it.
Very good.
In the book.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, hello. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I know you guys just made a comment that the Broncos were mean guys. They're
yeah.
not mean guys. They're pretty good.
No, they're not. They're big cheaters.
I look forward to when Brian Cox comes back after the broken leg and runs into that guy, the offensive tackle. Was it offensive guard or tackle for Denver?
I don't know. But they're big babies and big cheaters, the Denver Broncos are.
No, you got to understand. There's been a big arch rivalry between Denver and the Raiders for years.
Listen to me for a second. I don't want to turn this into some stupid sports show, but the Broncos do this illegal chop block all the time on guys. They do it. They've done it for years and years. You're not allowed to block a guy from the back and then roll over on his legs, and they do it all the time.
Isn't there a code in the NFL that really, I mean, you hit a guy, you knock his lights out, you hit him as hard as you can, but you don't do something. The chop block is the classic example of the type of injury that will really end a career of a guy. You can really do it. You can do it quickly. You can do it efficiently, and, you know, you shouldn't do it.
And not to mention the fact that coach at the Broncos, he's got worse fake teeth than Regis Philbin does. For goodness sake. You ever see that guy's chompers?
Hello there. Oh, yeah.
Those big piano keys.
Well, he's the reason, you know, the Broncos brought him in to replace Elway with his Mr. Ed teeth.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Martin.
You bet. Have a good day.
And they don't look like they're centered either. His teeth don't appear to be, I mean, Elway's teeth were horse teeth, but they were all like in the right spot. The coach's teeth look like they're a little off center.
Maybe there's an odd number of them.
Lewis is back on the phone again.
Good.
No.
Hello, Lewis.
Phones are fine.
Yeah. Hi.
So, listen, I heard the wager.
Yes.
I'll do it tomorrow if you will live up to that.
No, it's too late.
No, Ryan, no, listen, it's no deal.
Don's already made a $5,000 bet. It cost him $5,000. He said it on the air.
No way.
I will do it if you give it to Red Cross.
No, forget it.
Now, see, now he's doing the game. He has no intention of doing it, and now he's
game playing. I tell you what, if you do this, and this I'm serious about, if you commit suicide, I will donate $25,000 to the Red Cross.
I've been dead before.
No, but I mean really commit suicide.
Well, I mean really.
Seriously, and then write with your dying breath, with your own blood on the wall, Don and Mike rule. I will give $25,000 to the Red Cross.
Now, I can't believe that because now I'm willing to come on so you can live up to
it. Oh, that's a lie. I don't believe you. You're not willing to come on. You're a liar.
And I'm not going to give $5,000. In essence, what you want me to do is pay you $5,000 or pay the Red Cross $5,000 to have you on the show.
You're a liar,
Lewis. The point is, you're not going to be on the show anymore, ever.
And it's irrelevant either. Even if you were telling the truth, it doesn't matter anymore.
Show tomorrow to give the Red Cross $5,000. You're a rich guy. You can flash more
things
than who knows.
Let me tell you something, Lewis. You were lying before. You're lying now. And even if you weren't lying, it's all moot.
Yeah, right. Even if you come down to New York tomorrow, you're not going to be on the show.
So you're saying that you really wouldn't live up to that $5,000?
No, you're seeming to think that you control whether you're on the show again. It has nothing to do with you. You're out of the equation, Lewis.
Right. I mean, you don't get on the show unless I let you on the show, and I'm not going to let you on the show.
Well, you know, that's too bad, because the Red Cross really could use the help.
They could.
Listen to this.
They could, and I've made plenty of donations already to the Red Cross, so I'll sleep good tonight, Lewis.
Listen to the man grasp.
I've got no problem sleeping at night knowing that I've donated enough to the Red Cross already.
Saying that you're willing to donate that $5,000 gave me really valid reason to come do it.
Forget it, Lewis.
Lewis, you seem to not understand. You don't understand the central point that this is Don's decision.
And if you really want to help the Red Cross, then kill yourself, and you'll know that I'll give $25,000 to the Red Cross.
Let's just say that I'm dead already.
No, I mean, really, and Lewis, I'm not kidding about this. Really, you have to commit suicide.
Oh, so you're serious?
I'm serious. I mean, drive your car off a cliff. You got to do something that would...
spectacular.
Yeah, something spectacular. Don't just pull the father...
Something really big.
Don't just pull the father knows best thing where you just hook the hose up to the tailpipe of your car and just go to sleep.
Do one of the things the monks used to do in the 60s protesting the Vietnam War.
Yeah, and no pills.
No. Now, that I just won't do. That's where I draw the line.
Good.
All right. Well, then, goodbye forever, Lewis.
But I really think that you should allow me to come on for the benefit of the Red Cross. And
no, I've done plenty for the Red Cross already.
Oh, you're such a relentless little game-playing F.
I've even given my own blood for the Red Cross, so F you, Lewis.
I'm a businessman.
Oh, yeah, you're a businessman.
Yeah, well, then why don't you get back to your scary, successful mortgage business?
I think that you're a little bit impressed that I'm doing well there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and how well are you doing, Lewis?
And I don't think that you would admit it, either. But I think that you're a little impressed, and I think that, you won't say it on the air, but I think that you're a little bit proud that
People getting home loans all over the Washington area get real excited when they see Eddie Munster coming down the hallway.
Can you picture that? You go in to get your house refinanced, and this thing is sitting across the table from you.
Oh, my God, see that oversized bobblehead doll.
And I really do look the part. I don't know how. I don't know why.
Wearing your little boy's suit.
No, I've been blessed, and I don't deserve it.
Oh, yeah, he's been blessed.
Position, and I really have. I don't deserve the job that I have.
Listen, here he is. Fortune 500 executive Lewis the Retard.
I've really been put in a position, and I thank God for it. And I'm being serious.
And I thank God you're never going to be on this show again.
I do, too.
Well, okay, listen, perhaps it's for the best.
I know it is.
Definitely for the best.
I know it is.
I think that it would really be cool to have an underground music show on the weekends at JFK.
Lewis, I'm never going to give you a job on WJFK. Never.
Well, I don't believe you.
Believe it.
So cute.
Believe it.
No. Listen. I know you off the air. And I know you off.
You know what? You see, the thing is, you know
never,
me off.
Never has a dumb guy thought he was so smart.
No. You know me off the air because I've talked to you off the air because in my own stupid way, I've tried to help you out and give you a little guidance. But forget it now. Now, it's going to cost me $5,000 to have you on the show, so forget it. I tell you what, if you want to be on the show, here's how you can be on the show. If you're so successful, you give $5,000 to the Red Cross, but you come down to the studios with a cashier's check made out to the Red Cross for $5,000, and you can come back on.
Now we're changing things, aren't we?
No, I'm just giving you another option.
We're changing things.
And being way too generous, in my opinion.
There were no options a minute ago.
Because you go out and get a loan. You go out and get a loan.
How are y'all's rates? Because they're very low at this point.
$5,000. You get a cashier's check, a real money order deal, made out to the Red Cross, and I would let you back on the show for a day for $5,000.
You're changing the stakes.
No. On my end, it's the same. I never want you back again. But if you're going to play this whole charity thing with me, I'll play it right back with you. That if the Red Cross really needs the money so badly, and since you're doing so well, well, then why don't you just pony up the $5,000 for the Red Cross?
I'm going up for a 25-year-old fella, but I don't make $800,000 a year. You know what I'm saying? So
you know,
maybe
I got to tell you something, Don. If you're saying $5,000 will get Lewis back on the show, I'd have to say $5,500. I'd have to write a check to keep him off the show.
All right, Mike has just upped the stakes to $5,500 to keep you off.
So it'd take you, and we have to do it in $100 increments.
You'd
so
have
it would
to
take Lewis $5,600.
You'd have to have $5,600 to the Red Cross to come back on the show. And you know what, Lewis? Never mind. I got another guy named Lewis from Brooklyn who says he'll do the same bit for us for free. So see you later.
I'm sure. Listen, this is and I have no problem with you hanging up, but I just want to say
you have no problem with us hanging up.
Great. Goodbye. Hello there, Donna Mike Show. Is this another Lewis? Lewis?
Yes.
Lewis in Brooklyn.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi. How you doing?
Fine.
Lewis, you want to put the Diamondbacks uniform on tomorrow?
Yeah.
Go down to the rally?
Yeah, the Yankees let me down, man.
Oh, listen to this.
Oh, this is a guy that's so angry at the Yankees that he wants to do it. This could be interesting.
Now, you know you'd be taking your life in your own hands down there because we'll have John down there with a big megaphone and you know, the wireless microphones and the cell phones, and we'll be prompting you on what to say to the Yankees fans.
All right.
Okay. Then what we got to do is get Lewis's dimensions. I mean, this Lewis.
Right.
Lewis from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And I guess we could, like, overnight him. What I'd like to do is really...
It's good that the other Lewis isn't doing is we don't have to worry about that oversized shirt hole.
I'd like to really order him a real Diamondbacks jersey.
Yeah.
I mean, we can go online and have that overnighted, right?
Sure we can.
Yeah?
I mean, if we can find the baseball pants, that would be great, you know. But I really would love to see the full uniform.
Yeah, no, we'll go online during a break here. We'll order him the jersey.
Right.
And the hat and see if we can get the pants. Hold on, Lewis, okay? All right, hold on a second. Beautiful. All right, well, then the bid is set. And we're all safe from hearing Glenn the janitor on the show tomorrow.
Amen.
Perfect. Hello, Lisa, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, guys. Good afternoon.
Hi.
My name's Lisa, and I'm a mortgage broker for a company out on Long Island.
Okay.
I realize that Louis is saying he's not making 800 grand a year, but with interest rates as low as they are, people are refining their homes as well as getting mortgages. He can more than afford a $5,000 fee for the Red Cross.
Yeah, but can he afford $5,600?
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Listen, Lisa, you're from the New York area.
Yes, sir.
Listen. It's best for you that Louis the Retard is not on the show.
It's a shame to say, but with his level of stupidity, I'm actually going to miss him.
No.
I actually enjoy listening to how retarded he is.
No, but you would grow tired of
me
him
too.
Immediately. Oh, shut up. Thank you, Lisa.
Have a lovely day.
Thank you. We will. Thank you for the call. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Last call. We got to do a break. Hello. Are you there?
Hello. Oh.
Yeah, there you go. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
Hi.
I love the ass call.
Oh,
Al Pacino calling.
You got a great ass.
You love the ass.
You got a great ass.
Oh, kiss it.
Okay. All right, get out of here. See you later. Goodbye. All right, clear them out. Let's get a call number 100, 877-365-3636. Lots of things happening on the show today. We're still looking for the singing dogs for tomorrow.
Yeah, if you got a dog that can sing, we want to hear from you.
Yeah, and we're going to give away a key somehow today on the show for the Mercedes-Benz from AT&T and Simply Wireless. Now a prize pack for call 100, 877-365-3636. Good luck. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do you realize how many guys I've coached against that either played for me or coached for me? I mean, goddamn, I'd be an emotional wreck if I had emotions for every goddamn guy that I coach against that's played or coached or whatever. I mean, hell, I've had Jimmy Cruz. And goddamn, Jimmy played for me, was a great player, and coached for me for about 8 years. Christ, I should have gone to Evansville. Okay. And goddamn, I should have been just emotionally drained, for Christ's sake.
Right. Amen. I hear you.
Il n'est cannabis. Voila. Donald Geronimo and Michelle O'Mara.
And here we go with a call. Number 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
Aaron, it's Lenny.
Hey, Lenny, where are you from?
I'm from New York.
Call number 100, Lenny, and you won the DVD box set of The Sopranos, the complete second season. Now available at your nearest Rodeo store. The four-disc DVD box set includes director's audio commentaries and interviews, and that is from HBO. Thank you for listening, Lenny.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on just a second.
All right, thanks.
Be right back. Here's your phone numbers for the show today. 877-365-3636. That's the national number in New York, 877-692-1027. Still looking for the singing dogs for tomorrow's show when we give away one of the keys to the Mercedes. Now, Rob, I don't know which one of these to go with here. Oh, we have a guest coming on the show, the world-class hooker coming on in a couple of minutes.
Very good.
But before we get to her, I mean, we could either do the erection thing, or we could do, I mean, you know, it's dealer's choice, right? They're both so good.
I like them both. Let Mike choose.
Mike, would you rather hear a story? Well, not a story. Would you rather hear something about a CM or something about a raccoon?
You know, I heard Rob telling you about the raccoon last night, and I think that both of you appear to express great joy over the CM. So I think to please both of you.
Yeah.
Although it might make me feel that way I feel sometimes on the show.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, good. Okay, well, all the more. Let's go with the CM.
I think you're gonna like our Chinaman story.
Very, very good.
Now, you know, we've come under some rather unfair criticism. Me more than no one else. Just me and Rob.
Thank you, Don. It's nice of you.
When the Chinaman blew the World Series,
I mean,
for Arizona, when they put the Chinaman in the two nights in a row and he banged it out.
Right.
And, well, same thing, Buzz. The CM.
He showed you, didn't he?
So, so someone sent us this thing from a product, and this is worse than anything that we could ever do on the show,
okay,
or anything we could ever dream up.
Right.
And we're going to call the company in a moment to prove to you that this is true. Now, the product is called Mr. Chew's Famous Fortune Cookies.
Huh.
And we have
a great picture. You really need to show back the picture.
Now, we have the wrapper from the box. Now, the picture is, it's like something that you would see in World War II propaganda.
Okay, very good.
And this is a current product made in the year 2001.
Right.
It's a CM.
Yes.
A Chinese guy who's got the little Chinese hat on top of his head.
Right.
He's got the little tiny ponytail.
Right.
Coming around. He's got gigantic ears,
mm-hmm.
slanty eyes, of course, with glasses, and the big giant buck teeth.
Right.
And
so the stereotypical, is it a cartoon or a photograph?
Yes, it's a cartoon.
Oh, that is.
And the Fu Manchu beard, the very stringy Fu Manchu beard.
Wow, that does look like something one would have seen in World War II.
Now, the slogan below the picture of Mr. Chu's famous fortune cookie says, "You 50 years young," and they spelled you, Y-U,
right?
50 years young, Y-U-N-G.
So like when you would say you're 50 years young, you're being nice telling somebody they're 50?
You 50 years young.
Ah.
Mr. Chu's famous 50th birthday fortune cookies.
Ah.
Year of the big 5-0. You 50 years young.
Ah, and young also spelled Y-U-N-G. Now,
this is not like something that you would go to a gag store to get.
Right.
This is a real product. Now, on the back, this is the best part.
Okay.
On the back of the box, where they have a little message to you from Mr. Chu.
Mr. Chu himself.
Mr. Chu's famous fortune cookies.
And Chu spelled C-H-E-W-S, as in eat.
Yes, now I'm going to read this to you as written. Mr. Chu, hope you have happy 50 birthday. Hope you get good fortune all year. Here's some is spelled S-U-M.
Mm-hmm.
Here's some good fortune cookies. Help you get lucky. Now that you overhill,
so this is obviously for somebody's 50th birthday.
Yes,
right.
Now that you overhill, you need someone young. S-U-M-W-A-N-Y-U-N-G. You need some young one give you good spring roll in hay. You make some dar whoop whoopee. You make some dar D-A-R-W-H-O-P.
Some dar whoopee.
You make some dar whoop whoopee for your birthday, and you start off year with bing, big bang. Mr. Chu say you, Y-U, Mr. Chu say you never too old for good guy ding. G-U-Y-D-I-N-G.
Good guy ding.
Like guidance, I guess.
Okay, so I'll read it to you now in the way that it's written. Okay?
Right, right.
Mr. Chu, hope you have happy 50th birthday. Hope you get good fortune all year. Here's some good fortune cookies. Hope you get lucky. Now that you're over hill, you need someone young. Give you good spring roll in hay. You make some there whoop whoopee for your birthday, and you start off here with big bang. Mr. Chu say you never too old for good guiding.
Wow.
And then it says, your friend, Mr. Chu.
And there's the picture once again, another like black and white picture of Mr. Chu.
Right, yeah. The same guy from the front.
Where did this come from? Who got these? Where did they come from?
These were actually given to Rob's dad.
As a birthday.
Shocker.
Hey.
okay. And we're getting the whole portrait now.
They're manufactured by a company in Chicago.
Right.
So we got two ways we can go on this. We can either call seriously.
Right.
And ask them about Mr. Chu.
Sure.
Or we can be very incensed.
Okay.
And we can say, we are so angry with this
angry
stereotype.
At stereotype of that. That's what we should do.
Okay. Well, then, Rob, let's...
I go down with the whole show.
Let's play the... let's dial it up here. Let's get the... here's the number right here.
What kind of stereotype you do? You make me angry.
Here, use that one right there. Right. Try that one. And I guess ask
you're
for...
You're a loud bastard.
I guess you have to ask for somebody.
Yeah.
And see if they'll come on the air with... Now, what should the name be? What should our names be?
Hi.
Sing.
Innovative Concept Marketing.
Sing and...
I need to speak to someone...
Johnny and Jackie Sing.
Hi, Johnny Sing.
Hi, Jackie Sing.
No, I need to speak to whoever...
We're so angry at Mr. Chu.
We all asked to speak to Mr. Chu.
Our role. Is Mr. Chu there?
Hi, Jackie Sing.
Hi, Johnny Sing.
We wish to speak to Mr. Chu quickly.
Now, we are very upset with Dynamite Show.
Hi, my name is Rob Stein. I'm calling from Westwood One Radio.
Rob Stein.
And we have a few questions about a product you all make, Mr. Chu's famous fortune cookies. Can you come on the air with us? Is there someone that could go on the air with us right now?
Right now.
Nobody at all?
Johnny and Jimmy.
Johnny and Jimmy would love to just... Could we just borrow you for
Jackie.
1 minute?
Jackie, excuse me. Johnny and Jackie.
Would they like to go on the Johnny and Jackie Sing show?
On the air in just a moment. You'll be speaking to Johnny and Jackie.
Sing a song.
And they'll be on the view in just a minute. Can you hold on for me?
Great.
Okay, good job, Rob.
Okay,
here we go.
Now, which one am I again?
You're Johnny Singh.
And you're Jackie Singh.
I'm Jackie Singh.
Hello, this is Johnny Singh.
And this is Jackie Singh.
And welcome to the show, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Hello, is this the company in Chicago?
Yes, it is.
Hello, welcome to the show. I'm Johnny Singh.
I'm Jackie Singh. We would like to speak to Mr. Chu.
Mr. Chu isn't in right now. He's not making fortune cookies.
But Mr. Chu, he right on back of the team. We find that very insulting.
We are Chinese. Well, actually, I am Japanese.
No, you're Chinese, too.
I am Johnny Singh.
I'm Jackie Singh. We need very badly to speak to Mr. Chu.
Well, Mr. Chu isn't here. He's making fortune cookies.
Does Mr. Chu have son or daughter?
We did a market survey before we produced the product, and no one was insulted by these.
Well, you're very insulting. You put big cartoon picture with big buck teeth. That's very insulting for Johnny and Jackie Singh.
I don't look like that.
I don't either. Why you make a Mr. Chu fortune cookie like that?
Have you ever heard of cartoons?
Yeah, but that insults.
But listen to me. What about the way you write on the back of the package? What say, Mr. Chu, hope you have happy 50th birthday. Hope you get good fortune. Here's some fortune cookies. Help you get lucky.
First of all, I don't think it's very nice for other people to impersonate other people also.
Why don't you put adverbs in there?
So if you'd like to call back at a
you
time
spell
when someone
some
here,
S-O-M-E,
you can
not
talk
S-U-M.
To Mr. Chu then.
Are you gone? Record know that Johnny and Jackie Singh very insulted.
We're very
by
mad.
Mr.
I'll make
Chu
a note of that.
Fortune cookie.
I'll make a note of that.
Our family. We have a family tradition.
In that, we make good the fortune cookie. Big anger.
Well, we do appreciate you buying our products.
Not anymore because of the big picture with the buck teeth of Mr. Chu.
Well, then you shouldn't read the cartoon newspapers on Sundays either.
It is very insulting to all Chinese, Japanese, and Korean Americans. You insult me round time.
That is not good.
You don't give me a chance to talk, so I really can't talk.
I will give you a chance to talk. Go ahead and speak. Wait.
Oh, she hung up.
There she goes.
That's a shame. That's too bad.
Where?
I think she saw through our radio bid and she knew she was not really speaking to Johnny and Jackie Singh.
She knows gigantic charade. Just big charade. There we go.
Mr. Chu.
Mr. Chu.
Unbelievable.
Thank you, Mr. Chu.
Thank you, Mr. Chu. May I have another?
A good response from her. Have you never seen the cartoons before?
Yeah.
Do you read the funny papers?
She seemed very... Well, they were uptight to come on in the first place, right, Rob?
Yeah, a little bit. They were
on the Johnny and Jackie Singh show.
Oh, we are so upset with you.
Oh, boy. That'd be rest time. We suck down any Mr. Chu fortune cookie.
You want to call the raccoon people now?
Do we have time?
We have
break?
Time.
Let's do both of them in one break.
Very good.
All right.
What the hell?
A bonus. Here you go. Here's a bonus bit for you. Now, wait a minute. Let me set this one up first, okay? This is a story from a tabloid, but it's real because we've checked it out with the phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
The headline reads, "There's a raccoon in my bedroom."
All right.
Now, here is the story. Now, listen to this. This is Don, like family of the week here. Two masked home invaders terrorized a Florida family until a professional trapper put their tails in cages. It's a classic urban raccoon story, says varmint expert Todd Hardwick. Two big raccoons take up residence in an attic, crash through the ceiling, and ransack a bedroom.
Wow.
The critters created a latrine. In the attic of I'm not going to name the family here, of the Edelson family, all right, I just named them, in Miami Shores. And that explains the trapper. Now, the sopping ceiling finally gave way, and the smelly beasts tumbled into daughter Vaughn's bedroom while her pal Dana Schwartz was sleeping over. At first, the two 16-year-olds didn't understand what caused the crash in their bedroom ceiling.
Right.
I tried to figure out what fell down and how, recalls Vaughn. Was it the dresser, the chair, the stereo? Was it the bed? When I turned over, the raccoon was still there. Out of a scene, like in a cheap horror movie, the girls heard rustling and scurrying under their bed.
Oh, God, how awful.
Terrified, Dana scrunched her eyes and wished the monsters away. Finally, she opened her eyes, spied the roly-poly critters' faces, and screamed. The girls huddled together in fear while using a phone to call the rest of the family for help. Locked in the bedrooms, the raccoons frolicked and vandalized for hours till the trapper came to end their fun. Now,
frolicked and vandalized.
And here you have a picture of the guy actually in the girl's bedroom taking the raccoon that's fallen from
Look
the ceiling.
Look at the size of that raccoon. Well, it's the size of a bear.
They get big.
Now, this is why we are selecting them as the Dynamite Family of the Week.
Okay.
You've got to do the background on this.
Mm-hmm.
There's more to the story than just this.
Hmm.
And, oh, and here's the hole in the ceiling where the raccoons fell through.
Oh, doesn't that look lovely?
And as you can see, there's like a giant stain up there. So
it's right next to the vent.
There's been raccoons living in this girl's bedroom,
right,
in the attic above the bedroom, for God knows how long.
Right.
The ceiling finally gives way.
Because of the urine.
Because of all of the peeing,
right,
that the raccoons have been doing. At some point, don't you think you might notice a smell?
Yeah.
At
stain.
Some point.
Or and also the
yeah,
sound.
Yeah, right. And of course there's the giant stain.
The stain,
so,
right.
So nobody does anything until the girl's got a friend sleeping over.
And the raccoon falls through the roof.
And
the ceiling.
So now, we could either call the guy who actually saved this family, or we could try to call the family and ask them, you know, how come you didn't notice the smell of
yeah,
raccoon
either one
pee
is,
in the ceiling?
Either one is good. I wouldn't mind talking to the guy that got the raccoon. We might get a more honest assessment from the guy that got the raccoon out.
That's try the true company, Rob.
Critters?
Yep.
There you go.
What a great story. Is that the name of the company, Critters?
Pesky Critters.
And Rob, did you have a raccoon scratch your forehead?
No, you know what I did? I walked into an open CD tray.
Oh, ow.
I'm pretty brave.
That'll hurt.
Yeah, oh, that hurt a lot. That hurt a lot. We never having Ruiz the Letod on this show again.
That's a good thing. That looked like the same scar I got when I walked into a sneeze guard at Salad Bar.
All right, so who are we asking for here? Pesky Critters is the name of the company.
Pesky Critters?
Yeah, did you dial it right?
Oh, man, why did they name it Pesky Varmins?
Pesky Critters.
So the family. God damn this family.
But yeah, you can see the stain that obviously would have caused some, you know, when you're looking up at the ceiling,
you'd think you'd notice.
And not to mention, it's right by the vent, so you got to know there's a smell of urine coming right at like a heating vent.
I would think so.
And keep in mind, enough urine has formed that it eventually forms such a puddle that the ceiling crashes.
It was a latrine that the raccoons were using.
Okay, we put immediately on hold. Someone will be with us shortly.
Oh, all right.
Well, you know, there are lots of critters down there in Florida.
Let me take a call while we're waiting here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, who's this?
Don.
Yeah, who's this?
How's it going, Stefan?
Hey, Stefan.
Hey, out here in South Rodney, Virginia, right nearby where you all live, there's a restaurant called Wong Cock.
W-O-N-G-K-O-K. W-O-N-G-K-O-K.
Oh. Yeah.
Wong Cock. And incidentally, that's what the Chinese hooker said. Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.
I think that might have gotten through.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, great.
We got an answering service. I can leave a number where the varmint guy can call us back.
Or we could call the family.
Yeah, try the family. Okay. Forget it. Just call the family.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
Yeah, just call the family because our guest is here.
All right.
And I got to do another plug for the singing dogs, that if you've got a dog in the tri-state area and the dog can sing, we're going to give away as a grand prize tomorrow a key that could start the Mercedes C230, the AT&T Simply Wireless Mercedes-Benz C230.
You've always wanted your dog to perform on a radio show. You've got to have the dog.
So you
got
to call us at 877-692-1027. That's the New York number, or 877-365-3636. That's the national number. Either you bring your dog down to the studio tomorrow, your dog sings, the best singing dog will win for the master a key, and also a round trip airfare to D.C. on Amtrak, train fare to come down for the big key party on Friday, December 14th.
And it's wonderful to have dogs here to perform on the air, but our goal also is to create enough dogs, put enough dogs in our studios to cause a problem.
That's Helen.
That's Helen? Is that the mom?
Yeah.
Very good.
All right, hold on. Let me get some music here. Hold on.
Very good.
Let's see if I got some mom music ready. We try.
This would be Helen Edelman.
No, that's not the right
music.
No, that's not correct.
Hold on. Go to cut number 14.
14?
14. Try 14.
Okay. 14.
This might be just good mellow mom music.
Yeah, here you
very
go.
Good.
Perfect.
All right. Joining us now on the show, the Johnny and Jackie Sing show. Here is Helen from Florida. Hi, Helen.
Hello.
Hi there, honey. Thank you for joining us on the air. We just read the story in the tabloid about the raccoon problem.
Oh, yeah.
My God, what a horrible experience that must have been.
Yes, it was. It was very frightening. I have a 16-year-old daughter who will barely go in her room anymore. Actually, we're making progress. She's been desensitized. We'll now sleep in there as long as the door is open.
Helen, did she keep a neat room?
I'm sorry?
Did she keep a neat room?
I can't hear you.
Did your daughter, was her room tidy? Was it clean?
Oh, no, not at all.
Because I would think, you know, we were discussing that with the...
Well, now, Helen, listen, let me just cut right to the chase here. At what point, if the raccoon was living up in your daughter's ceiling, up in the attic up there, and the way I understand the story, the reason the ceiling collapsed is because all of the urine from the raccoon, at what point doesn't someone in your family notice the smell or the stain?
Well, we noticed the stain, but well, it wasn't a wet stain. It was bubbling in the ceiling, but we were told that it was because of the air conditioning. When their process of having the air conditioning vents reworked.
So you were? They told you that it was air conditioning, and nobody did the raccoon smell, like the urine smell, come through the vents?
No, it didn't. Because again, that's it's all enclosed up there.
So how much?
Basically, we've been plagued with raccoons for 15 years since we lived in the house. They come in, we get them out. We come in, we get them out. And all I can say is for 3 weeks before this incident, there were no raccoons up there.
Hmm. But how many liters, gallons of raccoon urine do you estimate had formed in this pool in your daughter's ceiling?
Well, it was not really a pool, and I couldn't begin to tell. You have to call Pesky Critters and ask them.
We got to call into Pesky Critters.
We're looking here at the picture of the hole in the ceiling that appears to be like maybe a foot and a half in diameter.
Right.
So at least, you know, there's a big, big, gigantic puddle in your ceiling.
No, again, it wasn't a big gigantic puddle, because don't forget, it's just not a piece of plasterboard up there. The ceiling is thick, so I think it was a question of, you know, using that spot. Maybe a little bit of air conditioning duct moisture that caused the
problem. Do you think they came in and they'd go out, so they'd come in and out of your house and where they'd hang out, maybe sleep or something like that?
Exactly. And they would come in, and then we'd notice that the soffit screens were open, and we would have to close them up again. And as I say, 3 weeks before, it was closed. I don't know exactly when they got in.
No. Oh, see, we were going to give you an award as the Don and Mike Family of the Week, because we figured that, you know, reading the story, and maybe you can understand where we're coming from with this. The story reads that if you think about it, you think, well, God, how could raccoons possibly be living in the ceiling and going number one so much that eventually the ceiling crashes in?
But then you explained it with the air conditioning duct. And it was, the hole is right next to the air conditioning duct.
Yes, it is.
So,
I guess we don't win. Oh, well.
No, you don't.
You're really disappointed about that, huh?
Well, I don't know. I'm afraid to ask what the prize was.
What are we going to give her?
I don't know. We don't really. You know, it's just the thrill of knowing that you're the Don and Mike Family of the Week.
It's honorary.
Absolutely. You're the Parents of the Week.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that honor, I'm sure.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for going on the air with us.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, honey. Good luck. Bye-bye.
She knew exactly. Unlike the person at Mr. Chew's.
Yeah, she knew what to say.
She knew exactly what we were up to.
I don't believe her. I think there was a lot of smell.
Yeah, a lot of odor, Robin. It was just completely filthy.
Look at the picture. Look at the picture of the hole of all the raccoon pee.
Here's where I think she makes sense. The vent would not, you wouldn't get the raccoon smell from the vent, because the vent is. I know, boys, I'm sorry to disappoint you. But when there's a vent up top, you've got the vent that goes somewhere else in the house. You see, it comes from the heating unit or the air conditioning unit.
I like my theory and Rob's theory better.
How can you explain the hundreds and hundreds of pounds of feces?
Here's the deal. What it was, guys.
And the gallons of number one.
Here, let me make you happy. What the vent was right next to the open sewer of raccoon poop. And it was absolutely, it was so filthy, but the daughter was such a total pig.
She
ignored it. She was fat and sloppy, and they lived in their own excrement.
It's a much better story.
That's what it is.
That's good.
Look at how disappointed they are.
We're very sad.
We thought we had two real winning bits here.
And I know who you wanted to answer the phone to.
I know.
We like to die, I tell you right now. I had no idea that raccoon, he was living up there.
Well, we sure noticed some sort of ammonia smell for about two months beforehand.
Yeah. Okay.
Always go that way.
No, it doesn't. I've been talking about logic.
She was lying.
I think she was. I don't even think it was Helen. I think it was a public.
Hello, Paul.
Yes, sir.
Paul, New Jersey. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Good day to you, sir. I have a singing dog.
Do you really? What type of dog is it?
She's a Commodore. So you want trouble in your studio, I'm your man.
Excellent. What kind of a dog is it again?
What's that?
What kind of a dog is it?
Commodore with a K.
Commodore?
Yeah.
What the hell kind of dog is that?
It looks like Lionel Richie.
Thank you.
It what?
You were saying it or I was.
Yeah, it's a dreadlock and kind of sheepdog.
Okay, beautiful. And does the dog sing to anything in particular?
Well, no, she sings.
Great.
I can make her howl. It's best if she's tired. So maybe I'll keep her up on
the
road.
Sail on down the road about a half a mile or so.
Well, listen, Paul, we'd love to have you and your dog. What's the dog's name? Oh,
Jezebel.
Jezebel.
Yeah, she's a whore.
Jezebel, she's a whore.
She's a whore.
All right, bring the dog by tomorrow. Hold on a second.
All right.
Oh, that'll be a good show tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
But with all the singing dogs and sending Lewis, not the retard, down to the Yankees thing with the Diamondbacks uniform on.
So let me explain it to you. It got so bad, we didn't even use our facilities to go to the bathroom.
That's what we were hoping for.
But we peed in the corner. Well, with the raccoon smell, we didn't feel any need to really use the facilities.
There is Mike in New Jersey. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's up?
Hey, you got a dog to come down and sing tomorrow?
Yes, I do.
What kind of dog you got there, Mike?
It's a little Cocker Spaniel.
Oh, what's its name?
Fifi.
What's the name?
Fifi.
Fifi.
Did you think it was Fiki?
Yeah, I thought it was Fisi.
Fisi.
And
is that's not in Florida.
Is this true? Yeah, in a woman's attic. Is this true the dog sings to Barry Manilow?
Manilow.
Yeah, well, what Barry Manilow song does the dog sing to?
Howard Stern.
Oh, come on.
I knew it. I knew you weren't bright enough. From the very beginning, I knew it.
All of that just to say his name?
Yes, yes. Well, what a skilled, thoughtful caller.
Worth it, wasn't it? Hello, Chris.
What a DA that guy is.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Hi, Chris.
It's your new friend in the Bronx.
Hi there.
How you doing?
We're doing great. You got a dog?
Hey.
Hey.
Listen, I want to bring my Cocker Spaniel down, Spike.
I tell you, all our wives hated that last caller. They all said they're going to leave us.
Hi, listen, your dog's name is Spike?
Yeah, Don, I just want to ask you one thing.
Yeah.
You're not bringing the ringer, Jerry Glanville's dog, down.
No ringers. This is open just to our listeners. And what kind of dog is Spike?
He's a Cocker Spaniel. He's a big Cocker Spaniel. I can get him to sing. I have to sing first, so it's going to be a little embarrassing. But, I can get him hooping and hollering.
All right, Chris, you're in. Hold on a second.
Okay.
We'll see you tomorrow. Lisa or Joe or Johnny will give you a time. Here is Juice.
Hey, what's going on down there, Mike?
Is this OJ or? Juice.
Yeah, I got a singing dog.
Yeah, what is your dog? You don't believe this guy either?
No.
What?
Well, why don't you believe this one?
I just know.
You know it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's play it out and see what happens.
Absolutely.
Juice.
Yeah.
Are you really? You have a singing dog?
Yeah.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a German Shepherd.
Mm-hmm. And what's the dog's name?
D.
D?
He's nuts! He's a dog!
Bingo, Mike.
Very early on that one.
You're the man,
nice
Mike.
Nice job.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you all very much.
There's one for you, Mike.
Thank you.
But a hollow victory because you just feel sad inside.
Yes, sad. I feel empty inside.
I'm like an attic full of feces and garbage.
So we didn't even clean up. She still hasn't cleaned that raccoon poop up.
All right. Well, let's keep the calls coming. The serious calls only.
Please. We call the house, with the hole in the wall, and we get a college professor.
For tomorrow's singing dog contest. We'll be right back with the world-class hooker.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I am the truth. We take Jesus and we wrap him around our reproductive organs. And it's Jesus who's speaking to us to take his healing gospel to this generation and to do it now.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Now that's the national number, 877-365-3636.
All right.
New York, your number, 877-692-1027. After all,
with a lifetime supply of blood in their sack.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Hey, after all, we're looking for... Hold on. We're looking for...
Just people.
There you go.
Just people.
World-class call girl hooker coming in here in Uno Momento.
Ooh.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Speak to us.
There you go. Hi, you're on the air. Donna Mike.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, this is Debbie, the most annoying caller in the world from Wayne, New Jersey.
Oh, hi.
Hello,
Debbie.
Hello, Debbie.
I have to call. Well, first of all, I'm pulled over on Route 15.
As you always are.
As I always am. And a cop just stopped me because he wanted to know why I was pulled over. And I said, because if I drive any further, I'm going to get out of reception, and I'm waiting to get on the phone with the Don and Mike Show in New Jersey. He had no idea what I was talking about.
He didn't immediately arrest you?
No, he didn't. Well, I have a shield, so that always gets me out of trouble.
So are you in northern Jersey? Is that where you're calling from, Debbie?
I'm like heading up Newton, God's country, so I usually lose you after I get to like the end part of Route 15.
You have a shield?
So I'm like, I gotta pull over because I gotta get through.
Not a panty shield. Hold on there, annoying lady. She's got that thing like the FOP on the back of her car, right? That thing that says you are a friend of the police?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You don't have like a real shield. You don't have a badge in the car, do you?
I have my husband's shield because my husband is a police officer.
Oh, you have a shield. You know?
Okay, all right, well, I get it.
No, but I have his badge that says officer's wife, so that's like my get-out-of-jail-free card.
Oh, so do officers' wives get badges?
Well, we don't get a badge, but if we get pulled over, we get this little thing that we just kind of whip out with our license. That says,
communicating with this woman is so difficult. I mean, just trying to get straight answers as she just rambles.
I know a certain wife who could have used that today.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, my wife, listen to this. We are so close because I'm such a bad driver. For years, I've kept our insurance rates like at the maniac level. we're paying more for insurance than we are for the cars.
Wow.
And finally, it's been like 3.5 years. I've had no tickets.
Excellent.
All this stuff is going to come off my record, my driving record in like 2 months. And our rates are going to go down, down, down. My wife today, she's on her way to the doctor's. She got nailed for speeding.
Oh!
Yeah!
And
let her off, huh?
No, he didn't let her off. And you know, I couldn't laugh at her, okay? But there was a part of me that was just...
gloating.
Yeah, inside.
Now, is this Frida?
Yeah, of course it's Frida.
Okay, I can't remember which one is married to Frida.
Yeah, and she called me and she was like, S. I just got pulled over by a cop for speeding. Now our insurance rates are going to be awful, and I had the opportunity. But, you know, that's where, listen, guys, you married guys, you take that one, and you know what you do?
File it.
Yeah, you pocket that
one. Absolutely.
You pocket that one.
Because if you gloat immediately, you'll never be able to gloat again. You'll never be able to use it.
No, but what you do is you put...
Exactly. Couldn't she say, like, her husband's like the husband of the daughter?
Yeah, they do that, and she tells them that.
Yeah. When I say it, do it.
No.
Oh, remember, if she goes any further, she'll be out of range.
Well, we just lost her.
What a shame.
Oh, dear. She's
a good listener.
Good lady.
I am curious, though, about that thing with cops' wives getting badges.
She said they have a card that has a picture of a shield on it.
Still.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
That's great.
It's fair, too, I think.
Hello, Don and Michael. Oh, I don't think it's fair.
If you're a cop's wife, you should get a little extra credit.
No, I don't think so. It's the cop who's out there doing the job. The wife's just staying home cooking dinner for him.
Yeah, but the wife's got to deal with the cop going off to work and,
doesn't mean that she gets that speed and stuff like the rest of us can. No way.
Well, I don't think they can. I mean, it depends on the cop, whatever you show the cop. Buddies of mine went down to South Carolina playing golf. And they like to tell this story. You had a park police officer, a Washington, D.C. city cop, a federal marshal, and another D.C. city cop. 4 badges in the car. They got pulled over by a state trooper in South Carolina, and he wouldn't cut them any slack.
Oh, my God.
My buddy likes to tell me, 4 badges in the car.
Right.
And just a little reminder for anybody that might be driving down to the beaches of South Carolina.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. You're on the air.
This is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
The reason I'm calling is my phone has been ringing off the hook all day since you brought up about the singing dogs.
Off the hook.
I live in Virginia.
Yeah.
And I was kind of hoping you guys were going to be in Fairfax. I have a dog that sings to the good, the bad, and the ugly.
You mean the woo woo?
Yeah, exactly. And even if you did it, you could sing that to him and he would sing.
Wow.
He sings to the cranberries. He sings to...
Can I ask you a question? Does the dog sing to Zombie by the Cranberries?
Yeah, Zombie and Californication by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Great song.
He knows... I have a 15-month-old, so of course I've been teaching him, you know, going over ABCs and numbers, and my dog knows the entire alphabet, plus his numbers. He also does other weird, freaky things, like he puts perfume on by himself, like selected. But he does all kinds of weird stuff. But,
I tell you, we're heading right down to the peanut butter cabinet, aren't we?
Where are you? You're back in D.C.?
I'm in Virginia, yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing the contest in New York tomorrow.
Okay.
I gotta ask, how does the dog put on a perfume without opposable thumbs?
Well, actually, he's quite talented. You know, the perfume samples that come in magazines,
You'll scratch it?
He'll find it. He'll leaf through the magazine, find it. I'll take it out, put it on the floor, open it up for him, and he'll put it on. And he doesn't just rub on it. He puts it behind his ear. So it's just like a little dab on the side.
And at what point do you just flat out have intercourse with a dog?
He's a freak. But, so everyone's telling me.
me. I've got to get him in for you guys just to hear him sing. But
well, you should just bring him. What? Just bring him by next week anyway.
What kind of dog is it?
He's a Schipperke. Schipperke is a Belgian barge dog. Not many people have seen it.
That's a good idea. Just bring the dog by next week sometime.
You're going to be in Fairfax next week.
Yeah, I'll be in D.C. next week.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Guys.
All right, bye-bye.
P.T. Barnum checking in.
That's a made-up
Rob, why were you filled with hate for that woman?
Because he's, the way she said it...
Sometimes
like,
I don't understand Rob's hate.
Like, she's, the way she painted is the dog drives down to the Heck company and buys perfume and puts it on, and the dog is rubbing a magazine.
Hello, Mike in Bedford.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Hi, Rob A. And hi, Buzz.
Hi there.
The Bedford Fire Department would like to challenge the Don and Mike gutter balls to as many bowling games as you'd like in the four-lane bowling alley in the basement of our firehouses.
Oh,
do you accept?
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Yeah, indeed.
Mike, you name the time and name the place, and we'll be there.
It's entirely up to you guys. Whatever you guys would like in your schedule, I'm leaving it up to you.
We'll get you together with Lisa, and you can set up a time for us
Let's
to bowl.
Do it the next time we come up, which I think is the week after Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
Wonderful, gentlemen.
And what's your what's the fire company again?
Bedford Fire Department. We're a volunteer fire company up in Bedford, New York.
And you guys have your own bowling alley in the firehouse?
A four-lane bowling alley in the basement of our firehouse.
Cool. Consider it done.
Fantastic.
Excellent, gentlemen.
Consider it done. Hold on.
Good day to you, sir.
Is that anywhere near Bedford Falls?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, just a little wonderful life thing.
Listen, our bowling team, our pro bowling team, the Dynamite Gutter Balls, tomorrow night will be bowling the Falkers, right? You know, like meet the parents. Your name is Gay Falker? Right.
Yeah, at what appears to be the greatest bowling alley in the history of mankind. Right.
That's what we hear. Tomorrow night we're going to be at Bowmore Lanes at University and 13th Street right here in Manhattan tomorrow night. Come see us. We'd love to meet you. Gutter Balls action. Hot balls action.
Go ball!
That's tomorrow night at 7:30. Hello, Johnny.
Yep.
Don and Mike Show. Hi.
How you doing? I want to tell you about those shields that a woman was talking about.
Yeah.
They're called courtesy shields, and basically cops can get them done for anybody. I have two from the NYPD. And basically, they work like a charm to get you almost out of anything.
Wait a second. Okay, let's all slow down a second. You say they can be given to
anybody? Basically anybody.
Celebrity?
A cop.
And can you show them to any jurisdiction police officer?
I have ones from NYPD. I've used them in Long Island. I've used them in New Jersey.
Wow.
Get you out of speeding tickets.
How do we get them?
Please, how do we get them?
How do we get them?
We need them.
Any cop can go into police supply and order them, and then he can give them out to whoever he wants.
Oh, please, if there's a cop out there.
Oh.
Listen, I know you guys have done an awful lot for the city, but
you don't mind. And pardon us for being too piggy, but, you know, really.
We know you guys have done an awful lot for the city and for the country, but if it's not too much trouble, how about a couple of them cards for me and Mike?
It'd be really, really nice.
It looks like a regular shield, a cop shield.
Oh,
my God.
We love badges.
Cool.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, yeah, we need four.
Rob is practically coming out of his clothing over
there. We need one for Buzz and one for Rob, but really, truth be told, if you could only get two, that's okay.
That's right.
As long as me and Mike can get them.
I've never heard of this as long as I've lived. I've never heard of this.
I've heard of the thing before, like if you make a big donation to the police department, they give you that friend of the Fraternal Order Police stick it thing that goes on the back of your car.
I mean, I know about 15 years ago, I behaved very badly with a badge that was given to me by some local fire...
Not a fire guy. Oh,
a local guy like up in Pennsylvania. Remember what I did with that?
One time, Mike's driving. There's some guy who's like, I don't know, cutting him off or something.
Right.
Mike pulls up to the guy, and you're driving a sports car. and whips out this badge.
And hold it up to the window.
Like, pull over.
And the guy like backed off. It was a great moment. It really was.
God damn.
But that, I've never heard it. This is incredible.
Well, we must get ourselves some courtesy shoes.
Oh, we must. Absolutely.
We must. All right. Thank you, John.
You got it.
All right, thanks. See you later.
Very cool.
My Christ, we got to get those.
That's now the focus of the show.
We don't really even drive up here, but who knows how and where that can come in handy.
If you can use them for any jurisdiction, except for South Carolina.
Except for South Carolina.
Right. And I know we're going to be driving up here, when I got to be like the Beverly Hillbillies and bring my whole goddamn family up here for Christmas. So, absolutely.
Very good.
Get me one of those immediately. And see if you can get me a retro one that can work for my wife for this morning.
Very exciting.
But you get the call, oh, S, 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 I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I got a speeding ticket. I don't believe it. red.
Oh, 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 oh.
That's perfect. Got a speeding ticket. Got to screw up our insurance. All right. Do I have to break before we break? Let me set the girl up. Let me tell you about the girl who's coming in here.
This is fascinating. I am fascinated by this next guest.
And then we'll bring her in. Listen, the lines are still open for the singing dog thing tomorrow at 877-365-3636, New York, 877-692-1027. You've heard the bid already. You bring in your dog. If we judge your dog to be the best singing dog tomorrow, you will win one of the much sought-after keys that could start the 2002 Mercedes-Benz C230 compressor sport coupe that we're giving away courtesy of AT&T and Simply Wireless.
What a great prize.
Okay, that's tomorrow. We're having the dog show. We're also giving away a key today on the show to win the Mercedes. You just call in for that at some point. We'll tell you what to call in for. Also tomorrow, we're sending a guy named Lewis. No, please slow down. Not Lewis the retard.
No, not the original Lewis.
A different Lewis.
And I hate calling him the original Lewis.
Now, Lewis 2.
Yeah, Lewis 2.
Lewis 2, and that's with Roman numerals 2, yes. Is going down to the Yankees rally tomorrow with a bullhorn wearing a Arizona Diamond Back's uniform that we're overnighting for him now.
And he will have a prepared script with certain lovely slogans to chant to the Yankee faithful.
We will. Hello. Oh, here's a guy, Andy, in Staten Island, says he can get us the shields. Andy.
Hey, Don and Mike, good afternoon.
Hi, my friend. You can get us those shields?
Yes, I'm a retired police officer from the city of New York.
Oh, my God. Andy, I'm serious.
Andy.
You don't know. That would be like giving, you know, that's like giving Superman the cure to kryptonite.
We're, you know, not only do we, if it does any real good, but we love the police stuff. We always have since we've been doing this
like
show.
Like Elvis.
15
like
years, we have loved the paraphernalia.
Let me tell you how it works.
Okay.
You're driving. You get pulled over by the cop. They ask you for your paperwork. You give it to them. And you go, by the way, my so-and-so, my brother-in-law, my friend is on the job. And you show them the shield. And it's up to the discretion of the police officer whether he's going to do something for you or let you go.
Right. All right. Outstanding.
Fantastic.
Andy, hold on a second, please.
Okay.
Let me give you a prize. You like Sopranos?
Yes, I do.
All right, the DVD box set, the brand new Sopranos complete second season now available, 4-disc DVD box set.
Andy, you do that, you come down here and do that, and when I'm buying you lunch. I'm so taking you out to lunch after the show.
Well, you want to know the best thing about it now?
What?
Is I work as a private chauffeur, and my boss owns the building 888 7th Avenue, so I'm in that building all the time.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that Andy, I stand by that. I'm taking you out to lunch with anybody that wants to come from the show after you drop those off. It's right, lunch on us, okay?
Thank you, Andy.
You got it.
Hold on a second. Oh, and you know, I was going to say, right towards the end of that call when he said, oh, yeah, and I want to say, I thought he was going to say Howard Stern's name.
Mm-hmm.
I guess a while ago when someone called us about the dog thing, and then at the end they said Howard Stern had got dumped out. That got dumped out because there's some fight going on between WNEW and him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I don't know what the deal was with that, why they dumped that out, but that wasn't our dumb person that was doing that.
Okay.
We have no.
So does that mean it was dumped just now when you said the name?
No, I'm hoping it wasn't. I don't think it should have been, because we don't have any gag order against saying the dummy's name. Here you go, from the New York Times. Okay, I'm going to go to the back to the background now on our next guest who's going to be joining us. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Her name is where's the book right here? Oh, her name is Tracy Kwan.
Tracy Kwan.
And the book is called Diary of a Manhattan Call Girl. She's a spokeswoman for Prostitutes of New York.
Buzz, do you want me to rearrange the seats when she comes in?
Do you mind?
Not at all.
No. She is a spokeswoman. Why?
Buzz might want to be closer to
her. She is beautiful. Yeah. She's a spokeswoman for Prostitutes of New York, a group that lobbies for sex workers' rights. Let me see. She's going to tell us how being a prostitute has affected her personal life, the hooker's double standard, why it's okay to hook even though it's not okay for your boyfriend to F other women. She was a runaway and a child prostitute at age 14.
Oh, my God.
Let me read you some of just the first page of her book.
Very exciting. Is it titillating?
And I think perhaps you'll understand why we never really book authors on the show, but we've booked her.
Yes.
To come in. This is from page one.
Let me get comfortable.
The chapter called Ménage à Trois.
Ooh.
Monday, 1-3-1-0-0. Dear Diary, today I had the most embarrassing experience with one of my regulars. Howard Now listen, I'm not, I just want to say something.
That's a coincidence.
I am not making up the names here, okay? Buy the book and you're going to see I'm not making up the name. Wait till I get to the next name, though. I swear to Christ.
Okay, very good.
Today I had one of the most embarrassing experiences with one of my regulars. Howard was flat on his back enjoying our threesome with Allison.
Right.
When I decided to straddle him backward. Something I've done hundreds of times.
Very good.
Listen, buy the book.
Right.
It's on page one of the book. Those are the names.
Those are the names.
When I decided to straddle him backward. Something I've done hundreds of times. So I carefully lowered my body, confident that my acrobatics looked like zero effort. Howard stood firm, but I threw in a just-in-case moan for good measure. With my shoulder blades resting against his chest, all he could see was the back of my neck. Lying still in that position is more work than bouncing, but it's usually the perfect strategy when you're doing a session with another girl. Howard can't check to see whether her tongue is really where it's supposed to be. And besides, it's his favorite position. I feel serene, supple, at the top of my game. Allie slithered down to the edge of the bed, placing her head down there.
Mm-hmm.
I felt her long blonde hair tickling me. My cue to start moaning louder. She's so good at that. She's licking my man on the boat. Tell her to stop. Oh, please. No, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Unfortunately, when I thought Allison was pretending to do me, she was really doing Howard.
Oh, no.
Hey, she whispered when she disappeared in the shower. When you were telling him that stuff, I was tickling his... with my tongue.
Well, it happens, I suppose.
You were. I was indignant.
The little charade exposed.
We're supposed to pretend you're eating my...
Yeah.
If you're going to change the routine, you have to tell me, I hissed. You know, I can't see what you're doing from that angle. He seemed to like what I was doing. Well, I was forced to concede. I suppose that's what really matters, but still.
Yeah, he didn't complain.
How annoying.
For the life of a call girl.
Yeah, so she's going to come in and tell us about all the guys she's done. And
whether or not she's been with Buzz.
Yeah, right. If you didn't recognize the face, maybe you pulled down your pants, Buzz.
Very good.
And she'll check out that birthmark. So she's coming in next, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
From Virginia writes, and I know we've heard this before, Don, here's a way for Frida to cheat the insurance. If she just pays the ticket instead of going to court, pay $1 extra, and that way you have a withstanding transaction with the county, which will prevent the county from reporting it to the insurance company, meaning no points.
Urban legend. Not true.
Really?
That's absolutely
right.
Not true.
And you got that wrong, because what you're supposed to do is wait for them to send you a refund check to the dollar and then not cash it. That's how you keep it.
All right, here's one that I pray is not true, but I believe it is.
All right.
From Gladys Kravitz, Wichita, Kansas. Hi, guys. Guess who's in New York?
No!
Guess who's going to the Bowlmore tomorrow night to watch you bowl?
No!
I even brought my bowling ball that I bought with the money I won on your show 5 years ago.
No, you're not bowling, Gladys.
I tried to call and warn you I was coming, but no one would let me talk to you. I may even pop up in the studio Wednesday morning while I'm out shopping.
No!
Love, Gladys Kravitz. So she's in town from Wichita.
Oh, my God.
All right, so let's just move on to the guest.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Let me give out the phone numbers again, 877-365-3636. That's your national number in New York, 877-692-1027. Still looking for the singing dogs for tomorrow's episode to give away a Mercedes key. Joining us now, a best-selling author, Tracy Kwan.
Tracy, come on in here.
Now, guys, you've told me she's a POA.
She's very lovely.
Here she comes.
Yes, where is she?
Tracy Kwan. Oh, hello. Tracy.
Hello.
How are you?
Tracy Kwan, look at her. Mm, wow. Wow, nice call girl she is.
You're very young to have all that experience.
Look at that. She doesn't look like call girl material, does she, fellas?
No, not at all. She's sitting down in person, taking off her coat.
Fantastic.
Settling into her chair.
All right. Hi, you want to put the headphones on?
I wonder if Mr. Chu's ever met her.
I'm sure Mr. Chu's met her a bunch of times.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
Hi, can you hear us okay?
Yes. Am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the air now.
You're on the air now. Hi there.
Well, thank you for that dramatization of as my masterpiece.
Well, it's a beautiful book. I hope I did. I hope I did the first page justice.
I think so.
So, are you still a prostitute?
Well, in spirit.
In spirit, that's an interesting answer.
I get up every morning and I check my Amazon ranking.
Really?
You mean same thing a call
so yeah,
does.
Okay. I mean, I understand what you're saying.
You check your book to see how your book is selling.
Are you selling a lot of books,
Absolutely.
Tracy? Are you selling them like wildfire?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well in New York and L.A. and apparently I'm selling really well in Washington.
Well, she's taking out all this stuff out of her little satchel there. We're getting the book out.
Copy of her book, right?
Very nice.
I'm not going to ask how many guys you slept with because that's part of the sex quiz that you're going to be taking
right,
here
right.
in a second.
Absolutely, and that'll be a. I think that'll be
redundant.
A fascinating sex quiz. It really will.
As do I. Can I tell you something? You are cuter than I imagine most hookers to be.
Why is that? Why do you imagine that hookers wouldn't be cute?
Well, look at you. I mean, Christ, you're like a...
I'm looking. Hold on.
Like a,
I'm looking at my picture.
Can I see that?
You could be on television. You're very handsome. Very
I have
looking.
Been on television.
No, but I mean, like, as a news anchor or something.
There's a picture of Tracy in the New York Times, and it's Tracy on the phone. And it could be you working, you know? It could be you working back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah.
Look at her. So how long have you been out of the business?
About a year or so. I'm really bad with numbers and stuff like that. Don't confuse me.
What's the most you ever charged a guy for doing something?
$5,000.
$5,000. And was
something
it,
like that.
Was it normal or was it something particularly kinky?
It's a little weird.
A little weird? Could you elaborate? Come on, Ned. Our listeners are dying to know.
I'm trying to remember.
For $5,000. Well, you can just, it doesn't have to be specific. Just, we'd love to know what would cost that much money, especially if it was a little weird.
He was a very generous, interesting, intelligent masochist.
Oh. Wow. Okay. So what did he exactly want you to do to him?
And I'm not really a sadist. So I charged him more.
Okay, so you didn't want to beat the crap out of the guy.
No.
So what kind of masochism was he into? What did he want you to do?
Oh.
Come on, Tracy. Please. You'll sell lots of books if you talk about this.
Oh, really?
Yes.
This isn't in my book, though. There's only one dominatrix in the book.
Well, here's the way you do it. What you do is you tell us this story about the $5,000, and you say, there are lots more stories like
that
in the book.
I'm saying
that. There you go. That's the way you do it.
Well, Nancy specializes in exciting vanilla sex. I know that in this day and age, people are too jaded to believe that that's possible.
Vanilla sex? Oh, that's just like straight man-on-woman sex?
Well...
Vanilla sex?
Yeah, but, using a different name or something. You know, she makes it fun, but... The thing is, people don't realize you can make a lot of money doing very little, but being creative with very basic stuff.
How much would you charge?
You don't have to wear yourself out.
How much would you charge back in the day?
You keep saying back in the day as if we're talking like, 100 years ago?
No, it was a year ago. Last year.
Trying to be polite.
Okay.
Back when you were in the profession.
Back in the 1900s, like 1999.
Okay, right. Back when you were doing this, let's say a guy just wanted manual relief.
Mm-hmm.
How much? And that's something that takes... On your part, that takes minimal,
that's more work.
Oh, that's more work?
For some of us, depending, the thing is, the difference between private call girls and, say, gals in, massage parlors or sort of medium-priced brothels, that, the quick turnover brothels, is that you don't necessarily charge for the sex act. You kind of, there's a mystique around it.
Explain, that's interesting.
Well,
what do you mean?
Considered, it's a little more high class to just kind of magically come up with a number. You don't say to the guy, I have to be careful because of the...
Yeah, just a little bit, just a little bit.
You can code if you can.
Okay. You don't say to the guy, you're just a manual release session. I've never used that expression.
Right. Welcome.
That's the polite term, yeah.
Welcome. Welcome, Buzz.
Therefore, I'll only charge you this much. You don't do it that way. You kind of, you hint and you create an aura, a mystery around...
But let's say that that's what it ended up just
being. And by the way, some guys who are only... who only involve manual release, pay more than other guys who are having regular, normal intercourse.
So you mean intercourse is cheaper in some cases than manual?
It could, yeah, I guess from the guy's
point. I would think that most guys would think that, that it would all be, you know, it would start with the
manual.
Hand, the manual, and then work its way up to intercourse being the most expensive
a
thing.
A call girl's system for charging is very capricious.
Okay.
It's based on,
hey,
you know,
look at that. There's an,
that's, she's an author.
It's a call girl's intuition.
Capricious.
So you could
that's
get a guy.
That's the word of the day, capricious.
You could get a guy that you know and that is a regular customer who would be spending much less on, you know, everything than the guy that you, you know, saw that perhaps you judged as somebody who could afford it and somebody who wanted to have the manual release. You'd probably charge him more.
Let me ask you something.
Also, a guy who goes for manual release might need other little things happening, too, like a fantasy, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh. Did you, I have two questions.
Yeah.
Two burning questions.
Okay.
First.
I hope
did you ever do
burning.
Yeah, careful. I bet you hope that a lot with those
did
guys.
Did you ever do
very
stuff?
Very much opposed to that.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever do Dookie? Stuff.
Do, what, pardon?
Don has, let me
this
explain.
Is a boy word that I don't know the meaning.
Tracy, let me explain something. Whenever we have any discussion about sex on this show, Don has a particular area of sexual activity that he is not in any way fond of. As a matter of fact, seems to be a bit obsessed with.
Let me ask you something, and I'm not talking about straight anal, but let's say that one of the you got a guy who comes in and he wants you to
manipulate.
Would you do that?
What are you talking about?
I'll point out the part of the body I'm talking about.
That's infantile. We're
that
all
is.
No. I specialize in adult sex. You're talking about, you know, I don't know how many of your listeners are into this Freud guy.
Yes, yeah, Sigmund Freud.
Yeah, we know Sig.
Yeah, that's considered to be very infantile. That's baby
oh, so
sex,
so so
yeah.
Guys that would want that area
probably also want to wear diapers.
Oh, right? Okay.
I never had that experience.
All right, here's another question for you. Let's say you get a guy coming in, not someone, you know, strikingly handsome like me, but
wait a minute, hold on a second. I gotta look for Mr. Burbank.
And by the way,
Mr. Burbank might have a problem with your last statement.
You mean Mr. of all the clients that you've had,
and how many total do we? Well, we're gonna ask that question, right?
Yeah,
well, that's clients,
but. All the clients that you've had, none of them desired any stimulation in that area. Is that what you're saying? I mean, I find it hard to
believe.
Every
girl has her specialty.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, good, listen, let me just say, I applaud
you. Now, in my novel, I have like a whole, there's a whole chapter, there's a whole thing in my novel where these two gals are duking it out at a hookers activist meeting.
So to speak.
Duking it out.
Oh, excuse me. They're they're having a political debate about whether that kind of sex should be acceptable in the sex industry. So, you know, everyone's got a different point
of view. Where do you line up on that?
Probably a little more sympathetic to the hooker in the novel who's opposed to it.
Okay. All right.
Good for you, Tracy. Let me say that to you. That's an exit, not an entrance, and I've always maintained that. Good. That's why I ask, because I know there's some pervs out
Can
there.
Can we move on to another topic?
Yes. Okay, I got another question for you.
Wow. We're all fascinated with that on this
Let's say you got a guy who,
I know, but that's unhealthy.
Let's say you got a guy. Oh, wow. Do I line up
there
with you?
There you go. See?
I mean, I line up with you 1,000%.
Right.
Let's say you got a guy who comes in, and he is just a big load. I mean, the guy, he's Chris Farley-ish, okay? He's John Goodman-ish, he's John Candy-ish.
Big fat guy.
So you got a guy, big.
Somebody who's overweight?
A bit, no, but I mean, like, sloppy, out of control, fat, pimply, sweaty. He wants the works. If you see a guy like this, do you say to yourself, I'm going to take him on as a client.
I understand what you're saying, and I have that question,
but
too.
I'm,
I would
I'm
have it for anybody in this line of work. How do you get beyond the physical lack of attraction?
And
how do you compensate for that?
And if he's a big load, do you just do whatever you can to get it done as fast as possible and then get him out?
There are certain sexual positions that work better with some guys than with others, you know. There are things that are not anatomically possible with a person who's very overweight.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever kiss on the mouth? I remember in Pretty Woman that
She never kissed on the mouth.
You kiss
just
on the
like
mouth?
Like in the movies, no kissing on the mouth.
Do you have those?
And the same in my novel. Nancy won't kiss on the lips.
Okay.
She has one client, though, who keeps trying to kiss her, and this is very important. Guys need to understand this. She would actually be a little bit worried and insulted if he didn't keep trying, but she gets off on denying him. you know, there's a little bit of that.
But I want to get back to that. I want to get back to that question about, you know, the physical attraction factor as far as, you know, really not, do you have any kind of strategies that you, you know, that you use in your mind to, you know, when you're with somebody, really, that you're just not, you know, I know you're not turned on by everybody, every John that would come your way, but you got to get to a certain point where there's some people that you're really repelled by.
Let me just see if Ken's here.
Well,
I'd love to bring Ken down and see what she would do.
That's
to Ken.
A good idea.
I'll just see if Ken's here.
Yeah, an example.
I'm sorry. I interrupted my question.
So what do you do in that
Ken
situation?
Ken own the radio station?
He's the manager.
Yeah, okay, that's good to know.
answer the question, please.
Is he your boss? Is that what's
yeah,
going
yes,
on?
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. I won't get you in trouble with Ken.
No.
Okay. The question you were saying, if you're repelled, first of all, the kind of girl who becomes a hooker isn't looking at other guys as sex objects. She thinks of herself as a sex object. You have to be very narcissistic to be a successful hooker. You get off on the fact that guys are looking at you.
Okay.
Which is a normal thing anyway for a girl, but it's just like magnified. It's like you're a girl plus, you know, it's like you're an exponential girl.
Mm-hmm. Is it cheaper for a real cute guy?
No. Those guys should always be charged more because they have a bad attitude.
Okay. They have a bad attitude.
Really? Same way that guys feel about attractive women.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No, it's less you're less likely to raise the price on a guy who is easy. And if the guy pleases you, you know, you're less likely to keep raising the price. But cute isn't going to get you anywhere with a hooker.
When you do oral, would you ever destroy the evidence?
I beg your pardon?
Again,
I don't understand.
Well, you have to understand when we're doing the radio show, we have to talk in code.
Mike, write down what I'm trying to ask her?
Oh, yeah.
Did you destroy the evidence?
Well,
or?
We're using condoms for this particular.
Okay, all right.
This is on the quiz, also.
Oh, all right.
And sometimes the gentleman doesn't know he's wearing one if you're really good at
right.
what you're doing.
So that would never happen.
Well, you would choke on the rubber.
All right, now, listen. I'm going to bring in a guy now. And seriously, I want you to tell me. No, not him.
Ken has sent him in his stead. Ken refused to come on.
Ken refused to come in?
Refused to come in.
All right, would you charge this gentleman right here? Would that even, wait, no, don't say anything. Don't say anything.
Don't say who you are, Jeremy.
Would you charge this gentleman a lot of money, a little money, the average amount of money, please? I mean, and with no other information than, you know, he was just the guy that you were.
But it's not based on the guy.
But
it's
please,
based on the girl's perception of herself and what she thinks her body is worth.
Indulge us, though. Just look at this. Look at this. This man in front of you, and tell me, just for straight man on
woman. Totally mortified and embarrassed. I can't bring myself to.
Tracy, work with us. We're doing a comedy radio show here.
Seriously, how much would you charge him? If you were basing just on looks. Just on looks, on what you think it might be like. And as a matter of fact, you can include all of us in this.
I don't know. Maybe he would think he should be charging me. You never know with guys.
Oh, come on. Play along.
I'm telling you what
I can't you play along? Were you a difficult hooker?
A difficult hooker in what sense?
Just you know, just trouble. Were you trouble?
Oh no. I knew what I was. In the beginning, I was sort of a disaster.
Oh really?
Yep.
How so? Why?
When I was a teenager, because teenagers don't have any empathy. I mean, a teenage girl is thinking only of herself. I said before that you have to be a narcissist to be a hooker.
Mm-hmm.
But as you mature, you know, you become a sort of enlightened narcissist, and you want to take care of other people and be nice to them and that kind of thing. But when you're a teenager...
You're 14 when you started, though, right?
I was 14.
Well, not a good idea for 14-year-olds to go
probably
into that line
not,
of work.
No.
Yeah. Hey, well, just, you know, play along with me for a second.
But I did okay.
Tracy, just play along for a second. Look at...
I won't be embarrassed. I'll be fine.
Look around the room and tell us each, as you look at each of us.
Yeah, for the same act, what you would charge, just based on no other information than looking at the people.
At our personal appearance, let's say just straight.
It'll be fun, and no one will
so
be offended.
I'm so glad I'm no longer in the business. Oh,
okay,
my God.
Very good.
And we'll start with degrading.
Here we go.
We'll start with Jeremy. How much would you charge him?
Which one is Jeremy?
Jeremy's right here on your left, the program director.
Oh, my God.
Just for fun. We're doing this hypothetically
doing this,
for fun.
Does this? Oh, do I get exempted from the sex quiz?
No. You still take the sex quiz.
Well,
please.
I don't think this is fair. Is this like an extra tax?
Well, listen. All right, here's an extra plug for your book, Diary of a Manhattan Call Girl.
Yeah.
A Nancy Chan novel by Tracy Kwan. Go to Amazon.com.
Yeah.
Okay? There's a free plug for you.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Now, come on. How much would you just... We walk in...
Yeah.
and you're going to, just looking at us physically.
Yeah, this will be fun.
How much would you charge Jeremy?
Now, is this before, like during the whole internet boom when the economy was...
Based on a thriving, vibrant economy.
Yeah, right. optimistic.
All right, very good.
How much would you charge this man, Jeremy Coleman?
$500.
Okay. Moving to your left, how much would you charge that man, Rob Spiewak?
$4.99.
All right,
very good.
All right, moving over farther to the left. Now you're on me, Don. How much would you charge me?
I'm not going below $4.99.
All right, $4.99. $4.99 is what you would charge Don?
Everybody. Yeah.
No fun.
No, you're not playing the game right.
Ah, jeez.
You're not playing the game right.
Oh man.
But is anyone here walking around with $499 in cash?
Why?
Well, I mean, this is such a ridiculous... It's just so theoretical.
We do hypothetical, theoretical. It's fun.
And look at this. We're looking at our wallets now. How dumb is this?
Between us, we might...
I don't...
MasterCard.
Wallets. MasterCard. I want to say something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
One thing I don't like about the escort agencies, and Nancy Chan in the novel is very opposed to escort agencies, and it's, they have introduced this concept, and I just do not approve of it. It's the idea of plastic for sex.
Mm-hmm.
There is something about that that is not quite...
You're not
right.
A credit card person?
No.
What's wrong? Credit cards are just like money.
No, they're just not. Money. They're
just
not.
People. Just people.
Just people. So you're averse to
them. Just like money. Yeah.
All right.
There's something erotic about cash, and I think that the idea of getting laid on credit is taking eroticism out of the sex industry.
Brother.
What?
Michael, you seen how much cash you got? What are you doing? How much you got on you?
Is it ever based on the guy's ability to pay what you charge? Is it? I mean, do you size up the guy's income when you look at him?
Yes. There are times when... And also, where he lives. If he lives in L.A. and he comes to New York once a year, he should pay the $500.
And
if he lives in Manhattan, two blocks away from
What's the kinkiest thing you ever
and
did?
He sneaks over for a half hour. He can get it for $4.99.
What's the kinkiest thing you ever did?
That was $499. What?
What was the kinkiest thing you ever did for the third time?
The kinkiest thing I ever did.
Yeah, don't answer a question with a question, please.
Okay, the kinkiest thing I ever did. I was about to say, how do you define kinky?
Okay, forget it.
All right, listen, let's just give her the sex quiz.
Yeah, okay.
Let's give her the sex quiz. Right. Here we go.
Kinkiest thing I ever did.
Right. Here we go. We're going to start the sex quiz now. A quiz taken by celebrities, luminaries, and
based on so far the interview, the sex quiz probably will take the better part of 2 hours.
Were you just pulling my leg about this sex quiz?
No, here it comes. Get ready.
But I want to know if other legitimate celebrities have taken it.
Well, Matt Damon.
Is that really true, or are you saying that?
Yes, it's very true.
Dennis Franz took the sex quiz.
Who?
We've had presidential Dennis Franz Sipowicz on NYPD Blue. Big actor.
Yes.
Marky Mark Wahlberg took the sex quiz. Lots of people have taken it. Who was the We had somebody last week take the sex quiz. I forgot who it was. It was a major star.
I'm exhausted from this.
I'm tired. She's exhausted me.
Were you like this when you were a hooker? Were you like this with the guys when you were a hooker? This is like being with my second grade teacher, for goodness sake.
I think there's a man-hating element in prostitution.
I'm not a man-hater, but I was very argumentative, like in a conversational way. Yeah. That's why a lot of these guys...
Shocker there.
Yeah,
right.
That's why a lot of these guys came back to see me. They enjoyed talking to me.
No, please.
Imagine, okay.
Who would enjoy that?
They would talk to me for like a half hour.
I have been talking to you for like a half hour. And I haven't enjoyed it yet.
Marty, you ready for the sex quiz?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. There's 14 questions for you.
And all we require are yes and no answers.
Rapid fire, very quick.
Have you ever reserved the right, et cetera?
Of course.
Have you ever been in a three-way or group sex?
Of course.
Right. Have you ever had sex while you're menstruating?
A lady doesn't answer that sort of question.
That means yes.
That's yes.
Have you ever had a lesbian experience?
Yes. Yes, sure.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
No.
Ah, very good.
Have you ever enjoyed hot...
I'm very proud of that fact.
You should be.
I don't know why, but...
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
I don't regard interracial sex as hot. It's just sex.
Yes. Very good.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
What?
Pleasured yourself.
Oh, all the time, and I got paid for it, too.
There you go.
All the time. Have you ever had sex in a public place?
No, I don't think so.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
No.
No.
Wow.
Have you had sex in the no-no?
I beg your pardon.
Back
oh, is
here.
This from before?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to get into that. That's ridiculous.
That's a yes.
No. No!
Yeah, very good.
All right, and do you swallow the evidence?
It's not really my...
When you're not working, you know, in a non-working situation.
I'm not really into that. And besides, I've heard that gay guys don't do that either, so why should I?
Okay, so no.
Okay, have you J-O'd today?
I don't think so.
Don't think so? All right. Have you ever had sex in a car?
I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
No,
at that
and
one.
I'm very pleased about that too.
Wow.
I'm
really wow. Never in a car.
I don't know how to drive. I don't. No, I don't hang out in cars.
Have you ever had a one night stand or sex with a stranger?
Well, yeah,
okay, come on, of course. And
well,
finally,
yeah,
here's the last.
Into.
Here's the last question. Maybe okay. The most important. Within 100, 500, 1,000, whatever. What do you estimate your total number of sexual partners to have been over your lifetime?
Just plain sex partners?
Yeah, just plain sex partners.
Well, it'd be over 1,000.
Over 1,000.
Over 1,000.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
There she is.
Thanks, Tracy.
Now, Buzz, how did Tracy stack up? I know who took the test last week. It was Kiefer Sutherland,
that's
TV,
right. That's right.
TV and movie
what was
star.
His score?
He did. He was run of the mill. Actually, he was right in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, I think he was. I think it was about an 8.
Mm-hmm. And how many did? How'd Tracy do on this thing?
One of our lowest scores ever with a 6.
How could that be? How could a world class hooker get a 6?
Because I'm a lady.
A lady.
Yeah. Right.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! She's a lady.
All right. Well, someone please get her out of here.
Thank
now.
You, Tracy. The book is. What is the book?
Diary of a Manhattan Call Girl.
Thank you for coming
I'm a lady
on the show.
Who charges.
All right. Very good. Let's give her a round of
thank you.
Thank you.
Her out of here.
Thanks so much.
It's
thank
a book.
You guys.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Oh, here we go. We got that song. That's good.
Yeah, she's a lady.
All right. Playing her out.
Hey, bye-bye. See you later.
Here it comes. Tom Jones.
The kind I'd like to pump and take to dinner.
Thanks, Tracy.
Good luck with the book. Thank you very much.
See you later. Oh, no, yeah. In the other room, please. Yeah, sign the book, please.
I have a theory.
What's your theory?
She was never a hooker. She's an author. That's my theory.
I got a theory. Jesus.
That was she was a handful.
Yeah.
I got a theory.
You really think so? You know, that's now that you've said that, that could be true.
No, it's my theory. I got a theory, but I've been told not to say anything until she leaves the building.
All right, very good.
So I,
all right, well, that was Tracy.
That sucked. Let's see.
wow.
Tommy. Hello, Tommy. Tommy, hello. Are you there? You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Dynamite. What's up there, brother man?
Hey, buddy.
Thanks a lot for getting that dirty-ass lying, dirty-ass hooker off the radio.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, she took that sex quiz. Any answer besides a yes is a lie.
We know right. That.
Never had sex in the car? Come on now.
Right.
Never heard a no-no? What did she get paid for? What the hell? And nothing worse than a wannabe intelligent hooker.
Okay.
You know, if men want an intelligent girl, they want to go to a hooker. They go to the library.
So. Let me just say, so many times, our listeners say it for us. Thank
they
you.
Do. Very nice call.
Thank you, Tommy. Hello, Mike. Donna Mike Show. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, buddy.
Yo, $5,000 and no doo-doo?
My thought exactly.
For $5,000, I want to play monkey and throw doo doo at each other.
You know where she got me?
Oh my God!
She got me with besides the pseudo intellectual stuff,
right?
You know, and really, in theory, unless Buzz is incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
She's simply a common streetwalker who's written a book.
Oh,
but what gets me is the fact that all we wanted to do is a real simple gag, come in, look at each of us, and say,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, and that was so much trouble.
Fun.
Jeremy, I will charge Jeremy $200.
And the big laugh when, you know, person was charged more than anybody else, but the concept was kind of lost. And
she
likes to argue.
Mm-hmm. She does.
Who knows? I you know, there are many things at play here.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I think there's a man-hating element there. Absolutely.
She might have to be one he'd be like, Kathy Lee Gifford. Uh-huh. I've always said the only thing I could do Kathy Lee Gifford is if I could duct tape her mouth. Really, just so you wouldn't hear that. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello. Who would think we'd get bored out of our minds by a hooker?
Well, you know what it was? It was a question of we were, really, I mean, one thing that we know how to do on this show is ask questions about sex. We were throwing questions a mile a minute and none of them were being answered.
Nothing stuck.
Nothing was being answered.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, thanks for that interview with Patricia Heaton. Good God.
You're funny.
Oh, that's Miami.
That's good.
I mean...
Oops, hold on. Did I hang up on that guy? Are you still there?
What was her deal?
You what? I'm sorry?
What was her deal? Patricia Heaton was more lively than this chick.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. I didn't even get to ask her the question about her privacy. You know, if it goes...
Oh, stop it. Stop. You're cruising, man.
If it goes the other way.
You are.
Wow. That's a valid question.
Yes, I know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Of course it is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. That's what Mr. Chu told me.
That's right, Mr. Chu.
Hello, Don.
Mr. Chu, the relief pitcher.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Everybody's spoke. Jackie and Johnny sing. Everybody told you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi, what's up, boys? You never gave a visual on what this bitch looked like.
Yeah, I'll say this.
She looks a little bit like the lady that was in the Wayne's World movie.
And I'll tell you something else.
Tia Carrera. A little bit like Tia Carrera.
She looked like Connie Chung if Connie Chung was hot.
Yeah. Very, very... Yeah.
Boobage?
Okay.
Well, Connie Chung is not hot. You think Connie Chung is hot?
No. It's just Connie Chung. It's just, of course.
I'm not doing a Mr. Chu thing.
It's exactly what you're doing. She looked nothing like... She didn't even look remotely like Connie Chung.
Yes, she did.
She looks like the babe Tia Carrera Connie Chung.
She did.
I don't think we've ever had an Asian woman in the studio that didn't look like Connie Chung.
Is it my fault?
Yes.
Tony.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Tony, you're on the air.
$499 and I'm donating it to O.J. Simpson so we can take her out for a date.
Oh, my.
Damn.
Oh, okay. Not a popular woman with our listeners.
Wow. Is this really Tracy's publicist on the phone?
Okay. Oh, boy.
There we go. Here is Susan Schwartzman.
Yes.
Hi, Susan. Hi.
Wait,
you're on the air, Susan. How are you?
I'm on the air?
Yes.
I turned the radio off. I just want to address the issue that Tracy Kwan was a real cool girl.
I figured that's why you were calling. I heard publicist, that's why I thought you'd call. Yes, she really was.
She really was. She was referred to me as a client by one of the most famous madams in all of history.
Is that the Mayflower madam?
I know the Mayflower madam, and she called. She referred me to Tracy.
Sydney Biddle Barrows? And what is Sydney Biddle Barrows doing now?
She's writing books, and she's working on a book called Getting a Little Work Done on Cosmetic Surgery.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
As a publicist, do you think Sydney Biddle Barrows would have been a better interview?
I think Tracy was great.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Really?
Barrows is terrific on the radio and TV, too. She's a great interview. But she's gotten away from the sex business, and she's strictly talking about her books right now.
Okay. I think Jack Lemmon would have been a better interview at this point.
I think Tracy was great.
And, you know, Jack Lemmon died about 3 months ago. All right. Well, Susan, thank you.
Thank you for, and it was fun.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You know who's a great madam? Is Waylon Flowers and madam.
What a pain in the ass.
We're going to take you to Madam's Museum, too.
Madam, I don't want to go there.
Yeah, Rob is afraid. Did you know this, Don, that
yes.
Rob is frightened of wax museums?
Sure, I've heard that for a long time.
Let's take him.
He refuses to go to Madame Trousseau's.
Get him liquored up and take him.
That'll be good. He threw up on George Bush.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello, you there? What am I doing? Which line am I? We got to take a break anyway. Hello. No. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. You were saying that the book was called Diary of a Hooker. Shouldn't it be Diary of the Mouth of a Hooker?
Yes.
Amen. Rob is terrified. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, what's going on? It's Mike. How are you?
Hi, Mike. We're doing great.
Hey, you could have ended every one of those questions with the word today, and that filthy horse still should have said yes.
Wow. popular.
Well, oh, goddamn. Don and Mike, hello.
Hello?
What do you mean one man's opinion? Do you feel that way too, Buzz? Let's make it five. There's four guys in this room.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
I'm saying, why get this lady for $5,000? You go to Montreal for $100, get a clean, legal hooker.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for that.
Thanks for the tip.
Clean and it's legal.
clean, legal hooker.
All right, we got a break.
CLH.
Jesus Christ. You know, we can't do anything right on this show. You know, really? I mean, they say, hey, great news. We booked a hooker who's written a book, and we still get, like the worst crazy bitch in the world coming in here.
We'd probably do a better interview with someone that we booked from an escort service.
Right.
And just say, would you like to be interviewed? But, of course, they won't talk.
No. And my wife wouldn't let me do it. Yeah. Let's break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Tell you what, that dang old internet, man. You just go on there and point and click, get in there and talk about www.com. You got them naked chicks on there, man. You go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's the national number, 877-365-3636. In New York, your number, 877-692-1027.
It's an extra large show in a medium-sized package. The Don and Mike program.
We're still looking for dogs for tomorrow. All you masters, all you dog owners, bring your dogs down here tomorrow.
Yeah, we want to fill up the whole building with dogs.
Big singing dog contest tomorrow. Best singing dog wins the key for the Mercedes that we're giving away. We're only giving away 29 keys, you know.
Right.
For the Mercedes-Benz, the AT&T Simply Wireless Mercedes-Benz C230, the Compressor Sports Coupe, the hottest car from Mercedes with a six-month waiting list. So either call or email or just get on the instant feedback or call the call Lee Center Hotel and set up a time. Just show up here tomorrow at the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters at 57th and 7th with your dog. And we'll have the singing dog contest tomorrow. The car we're giving away, the Mercedes, is courtesy of AT&T and Simply Wireless. This holiday season, when shopping to buy a wireless phone, stop by one of their 36 convenient locations or hit their website, please, at www.simplywireless.com.
Looking forward to seeing the dogs tomorrow. I really am.
Besides the dogs tomorrow, Lewis from Brooklyn, not Lewis the retard, Lewis 2,
right,
the second coming of Lewis, will be wearing an authentic Arizona Diamondbacks uniform and going to yell anti-Yankee stuff at the Yankees rally tomorrow.
With a megaphone.
Wow. And you'll hear that live on the show tomorrow. You can reach us anytime, the instant feedback. We don't talk about this enough at WNEW.com. Just click on the Don and Mike Show for instant feedback. And, we're getting lots of feedback about the last segment.
Yes, a lot of people are very opinionated about our last guest.
Now, let me just share with you. You know, normally I like saying there's a nice mixture, but there's really not. This is the only nice one that our last guest received.
Okay.
Jim in New York writes, give her a break, she was okay.
Okay.
And now let's bring the rest of the messages on.
Very good.
How much to smack that bitch around some?
Bring on a
two-bit whore any day.
Wow.
How about this one? That hooker was more painful than the urinary tract infection you contracted from her.
Oh, God.
Let me move down. And this one says, dumbass, fake intelligent, flapping...
Oh.
And I can't talk about the rest because
I know it's flapping.
It's about her body. Yeah. Then Mark from D.C. just printed like 1,000 times, bitch.
Wow.
Then we have Spudzilla from Spokane, Washington. Never had sex at her parents' home. What about charging her daddy for that BJ?
Oh, boy, there's a lot of anger. Yes,
then we have Frank from Brooklyn. Okay, let me get this straight. I'll suck your D, but I won't kiss you on the lips. Oh, please. Let me see. Jonna from Sacramento. God, what a bitch. Was she trying to act classy? Give me a break. That was awful. Then let me scroll down again. Frank, let me scroll. Frank from Brooklyn. The Diary of Anne Frank would have been more interesting.
Oh, man.
Vic, she sounds like Jackie Stallion. Oh, yeah, I guess he means Stallone.
Okay.
Jackie Stallion.
She did it. She'd have the same vocal quality.
Steve from D.C., I thought Mike O'Mara was going to kill her.
Stop.
That would have ruled.
So now you know what to do next time, Mike.
Yeah, very good. To please the audience.
Yes. Carl from Chantilly, VA, don't ever let that dumb bitch on the show again. What a useless guest. She's a hoe and won't answer questions about sex. Anthony from Westchester, she should be found in a dumpster on 18th Street.
Oh, now stop it.
This is bad.
Bob from Buffalo, New York. Oh, God, Tracy is a tedious human being. Steve from D.C. Die, you dumb bitch.
Wow.
Some women haters out there.
Let me see. Let's go to, I'm getting the thing about the dumpster over and over. Steve from D.C. Get this stupid effing C off the goddamn air. Christ, who would have guessed she would have been such a suck, useless, skanky, whore bitch guest?
Delete that.
Delete that out, please.
Yeah. That's got to go.
Emotions are running high.
I think we're getting a real accurate picture. Don's giving us a very accurate picture of the feedback.
Yeah. Sorry, the guy wrote, this whore is an effing DA. I just said the F word. I didn't mean to.
But I'm not on the air.
Let me see. Mace from New York writes, abuse this boring, non-cooperative guest. The only possible entertainment now would be to see if you guys can make her cry.
Oh, God. I thought about that.
Maximus from Rockland writes, this woman is so dull, I wouldn't pay her a dollar for a lap dance. Z from Sacramento writes, gee, I sure hope I can get her book on tape. Not! let me see. Sweeney from Dobbs Ferry writes, she sucks. Please don't give her the sex quiz. She's a waste of time. I'm going to turn this S off. Email me back when she's over. Anthony from Westchester, please get this effing C out of the goddamn studio. If I want a hard time getting sex, I'll try effing my wife.
Oh, jeez.
Jeff from the Bronx. Oh, my God, this bitch is effing annoying. I'd pay her to get the F off your show. Let me scroll down. Leon from Fairfax. This lady is annoying. Vincent from Bayonne. What a pain in the ass. Give her $5 and maybe she'll answer your questions. What an effing whore. Boss from Jamaica. Dump this dumb bitch. She's a friggin' hooker, an old hag. Anthony, get her out of the studio.
Wow.
God, this is all we're getting here. Matthew, this whore sucks D, and I don't mean for a living. Don from New York. Guys, get her out of the room. She's a big whore. Who does she think she is? Andrew from New Jersey, tell this whore to shut the F up. Man, Rich from Fairfax, Virginia, she seems mighty stuck up for a whore. Z from Sacramento writes, Don and Mike, this hooker is a total prude. How can a slutty whore like this be insulted by anal talk?
Now, are we on live in Sacramento now?
I believe there are some people listening via a way we can't talk about on the radio.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right.
So that's
interesting, though. You know, the hate from Sacramento does creep back in, does it?
Let me see. And Ed from Fairfax. Don and Mike, ask her if she likes the song Susudio. It's a personal favor of mine. Her hair is quite blonde, isn't it?
There you go. Do you like Phil Collins?
That's more American Psycho stuff.
Wow. Well, right. Boy, I mean, who would have thunk it? I mean, that it was quite a violent reaction on the part of the audience.
There they are. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I don't disagree with them. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hello, once again, Donald, Michael, and Buzzard.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I'd just like you to take it easy on that capricious low-life whore that was just on. After all, she's just people.
Just people.
People.
Just people. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello, who's this?
Anthony.
Anthony, hi, you're on the air. Donna Mike Show.
How you doing? I could answer, like, some of the questions that she didn't answer, because I own an escort agency.
All right, great, go ahead.
The whole deal of not kissing the customers.
Yes.
For them, like, it's just a job. So, like, for them to have a boyfriend or a husband, whatever they have, when they kiss them, it's like being intimate. So if they're kissing a customer, it makes them feel like they're actually cheating on their boyfriend, husband, whatever.
Hold on. If they're cheating, if they're kissing, okay? But it's okay.
No, but because that's what they do all the time, because they're having all that, they probably have to, hold something back, and since they can't hold anything else back, that's all they can hold back.
I agree with the guy who wrote in, you're okay to ask my D, but you can't kiss me?
Hookers don't kiss?
All right, okay.
I know it's a weird thing, but I mean, unless you're in the situation, you know, they have to have some kind of guidance of where, you know, well, this is crossing the line where, you know.
Right. Separation, or maybe they'll go squirrely.
All right, I got you. Okay, give me another one. What else?
The other thing is, like, with credit cards, okay, because with cash, they can charge a customer whatever amount of, if they're working for an agency, they can charge a flat rate. But, I mean, if it's a tip, that's something on their own. But, like, with the credit cards, I mean, you can only charge them so much. The credit cards have to get approved for a certain amount.
So, Anthony, how...
They get paid that night with the credit cards. They get paid usually a week afterwards.
Mm-hmm. How long you been a pimp?
I'm not a pimp. I don't take any of the girls' money. Whatever money they make, that's their money. I charge... I get my percentage of what I pay. And I'll tell you what, I've been in the business for 13 years. I used to be a cop. Then I got into doing the massage parlor business. And I've had an escort agency for the past year and a half. And I'll tell you what, I haven't gotten rich off of that. Doing the in-call business, I've made tons of money. But with the escort agencies, I'm spending between $25,000 and $35,000 a month in advertisement.
All right, well, advertise on this show, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
We'll see you later, Anthony.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you, my friend. Okay. All right. Yeah, I guess he's not a pimp.
Right. Well, a window into the sex business.
Now, about sex, you know, there's these books about Madonna that are coming out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's two separate books about Madonna. And I got highlights of both of the books here.
Good.
That's pretty good stuff about Madonna. She is, you know, she's always remained interesting, whether you like her music or not.
She knows how to keep herself in the spotlight.
And now, these are not books that Madonna has written herself. These are unauthorized biographies, okay? And I think Buzz had this on the news recently. The greatest revolution is that, according to both books that are coming out about
the
Madonna...
Revelation?
Yeah, Revelation, what are they saying?
Revolution, I wasn't sure whether...
The greatest revelation is, according to both of the books, that she's aborted five babies. Mm. She's had babies of five men, a dancer, the Tony Ward, the music guy Jelly Bean, some guy named Jean-Paul Basquiat, first husband Sean Penn, and English director Andy Bird. So she had babies with all of them and aborted all of them. Madonna was anorexic as a freshman at the University of Michigan when she lived on a diet of popcorn and ice cream sundaes. Let me see. She was forced to perform oral at knife point by a stranger when she lived in New York. She lost her virginity at age 15 to Russell Long, who's now a truck driver for UPS. She's had affairs with Ingrid Casares?
Who the hell is that? I don't know.
Sandra Bernhard.
Baby!
Although reports of a final incident in her marriage to Sean Penn indicated he was drunk and overpowered her, leaving her trussed up like a turkey and gagged for hours, the truth is that Sean Penn grabbed Madonna, threw her down, and sat on her, pinning her arms to the floor and refusing to let her move for 4 hours.
Wow. That's a pretty intense relationship. Didn't she say in Truth or Dare that was still her one true love with Sean Penn?
Mm-hmm. She told friends that John F. Kennedy Jr. was too nervous for them to click sexually.
Too smart.
Listen to this. She tried to seduce Michael Jackson when they appeared at the Oscars in 1991.
I don't, you're not my type.
But she could not arouse his interest.
Yeah, shocker. He said he kept giggling the whole time.
Let me see.
You're trying, Mrs. Ciccone, you're trying to seduce me.
Madonna would wear red or green underpants and hang upside down in the jungle gym to get noticed at her Catholic school. Madonna's IQ is over 140. In high school, Madonna had a love affair with Kathy, a ballerina. The love affair lasted from the time Madonna was 15 until she was 21. She told herself that she was experimenting and practicing so when she actually did it with a boy, she wouldn't be inexperienced. Wow. In 1976, Madonna decided to lose her virginity to the guy Russell Long, who works for UPS now. He says that having sex was more of an accomplishment for her than it was anywhere near making love.
Madonna.
And let me see, in 1999, when things were rocky with this with her husband, now Guy Ritchie, arguments erupted from the criticism of the way he chewed his food to her making fun of his hair pieces. Oh. Current London bookmakers give their marriage a 1 in 3 chance of lasting 5 years.
Oh, I'd take that bet. Yeah, I would take that bet in a minute.
So there's good stuff about Madonna in these books that are out right now.
She is truly an interesting person.
Fantastic.
And that movie, I guess it coincides with a lot of this, that movie Truth or Dare has been on cable a lot, and I find myself drawn to that movie because it is a fascinating, real... She brought those cameras in for whatever reason, and I don't know whether we're being manipulated or not, but I will tell you that it's such behind-the-scenes stuff that makes her look like such a bitch.
I think it's pretty honest stuff.
It's amazing. It really is.
All I know is that I was on tour with you, and I went up to my room, and I had a cranberry juice, and I woke up, and my butt was bleeding.
She woke up, and her butt was bleeding. I tuned in the other night right when she was doing the thing with the bottle.
Oh, that's a great one.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
What the hell was that?
That was a prospective dog caller, I think.
Maybe it was the dog calling himself.
No, not dog caller, C-O-L-L-A-R, like C-O-L-L-E-R. That was someone with a dog there. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I was calling in all this information about that speeding ticket.
Information about what?
The speeding ticket.
All right, my wife's speeding ticket, go ahead. But hurry, we got a break.
Okay, I'm a truck driver, and what I usually do is, what I learned is,
I can't hear a word.
I can't understand a word this guy's saying. I'm sorry, we can't understand a word you're saying.
Hello?
We can't understand a word you're saying. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
All right, try again.
Okay, well, I'm a truck driver, and what I learned to do is usually if you plead not guilty
And they usually, when you get in to the magistrate's office, they usually knock it down to like disobeying traffic control device, which leaves you with no points and not on your record, and don't go get your insurance.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Okay.
That call lasted any longer, we're going to have to give him a sex quiz.
Listen, we are going to, we're going to give a key away right now.
All right.
If you've been listening to the whole show today, I have a variety of questions to prove if you've been listening to the whole show.
Will the winner have to answer all of the questions successfully?
No, just one question.
Very good.
Just one simple question about the show. If you've listened to the whole show today, you're going to get this. You're going to get the key that could start the Mercedes. 877-365-3636. Oh, you know what? No, you're right. I'm going to make it three questions.
Three simple questions
about what's happened on today's show.
Right.
If you can identify all three questions and you give us the answer, boom, you're in. You got the ticket for the car. And if you're from out of town, if you're from the New York area, Amtrak will bring you down to D.C. for FREE for our big key party on December 14th.
So a good listener is going to win the key today.
So be the 100th caller. We'll start there at 877-365-3636 and 897-692-1027. We'll start with call 100 right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We'll bring the dogs in. Best singing dog gets a key. Also tomorrow, the replacement for the Lewis, the Ricard, Lewis from Brooklyn, wearing his Diamondbacks uniform at the Yankees rally. Let me see. Thursday, we're going to smell Dick Stockton's fingers.
Oh, fantastic.
He comes in. He's married to Leslie Visser.
Yeah. Great hair.
And, listen, I don't know if anybody is ready for this, but I'm thinking maybe sometime this week the return of Strip Trivia 2001.
Wow. Really?
Well, you know, it's been 3 or 4 months since we played Strip Trivia.
It has indeed.
On the show. Hot gutter ball action. See our big balls tomorrow night. Your gutter balls versus the New York Fockers.
Gutter ball bowling. It's hot.
That's as in the movie, the Meet the Parents. Right. Your parents named you Guy Fawker.
Nice going, Fawker.
Yeah, the Fawkers, that's who we're bowling at, bowling with. Tomorrow night we're bowling at Bowmore Lanes, 110 University, that's at University and 13th, right here in Manhattan.
Oh,
all right, now let's try to give away a key for the car.
Excellent.
The 2002 Mercedes-Benz, the AT&T Simply Wireless Mercedes-Benz C230. Only giving away 29 keys for this car.
Mm-hmm.
Giving the car away at the key party on December 14th. If you've listened to the whole show today, you'll be able to correctly identify these three questions. Let's start with this call 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
Hey, Don. This is Lenny.
Lenny, turn your radio down, please. Where are you from?
I'm from Queens.
Lenny, have you listened to the whole show today?
Yes, I did.
Lenny, how much did I pledge to the Red Cross if Lewis the Retard ever gets on our show again?
5,000.
Okay, that's... You got the first question there. One down, two more to go. What is the brand name of Fortune Cookies, the company we call today?
That one I don't know.
Okay. Didn't mean to give it.
Sorry, Lenny.
Sorry, Lenny. See you later.
You're kidding.
See you.
Back to the rabbits.
Bye bye. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Who's this?
Hey, it's Kenny.
Where are you from, Kenny?
Jersey.
Kenny, you listen to the whole show?
Pretty much, yeah.
How much did I promise to give the Red Cross?
Let's see.
Not thick.
25,000.
Oh, no. I didn't even know, and the other guy had the answer already. Don and Mike
out of pure greed.
Don and Mike, hello. Who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, turn your radio down.
All right.
Where are you from, Chris?
From New York.
How much did I promise to donate to the Red Cross if Lewis the Retard ever comes on the show again?
5,000.
Correct. What was the name brand of the Fortune Cookies that we call today, the Fortune Cookie Company?
Oh,
come on.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, okay. Listen, you had to pay attention. I told you.
Yeah,
you had to pay attention.
No, you don't.
Sorry. Yeah. Don and Mike, who's this?
This is James.
Who are you from, James?
Lincoln Park, New Jersey.
All right, James, we all know that I promised to donate $5,000 to the Red Cross if Lewis the Retard ever comes on the show again. What was the brand of Fortune Cookie Company that we called? What was the
Mr. Chews.
Mr. Chews.
Still makes me laugh even a few hours later.
That's right, and here we go now. For the key that could start the Mercedes-Benz, what did a cop promise to send us?
We promised to send you the courtesy badges.
You are the man!
That's it. Wow. You're the man. Way to go. That's right, the courtesy shields. And we want to thank the, well, I don't want to thank until they get here, but our courtesy shields will be here tomorrow. Buddy.
Especially if he's like a driver for the guy that owns the building.
So listen, congratulations. What was your name again?
James.
James, where are you from?
Wayne, New Jersey.
All right, James, the good news for you is that you're coming to D.C. courtesy of Amtrak on Friday, December 14th. You have won one of only 29 keys that can start the Mercedes-Benz C230 compressor sports coupe, the hottest new car from Mercedes. You want to buy one of these babies? There's a six-month waiting list for this car. Car is courtesy of AT&T and Simply Wireless. Current offer from AT&T Wireless Services, $39.99 a month, 400 anytime minutes, unlimited nights and weekends for life, and free nationwide long distance. That's simplywireless.com. At AT&T, and your tickets are courtesy of Amtrak, and we will see you in D.C. on December 14th. You put your big media paw into the bucket.
Stick that ham into the bucket of keys.
You pick out the key, and you put it in the engine. If it starts, you win.
Take your thick-fingered fists.
Beautiful. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
We'll see you there. Thanks for listening to the whole show today.
Thrust your hairy paw.
Now, on tomorrow's show, we're giving away a key tomorrow to the person whose dog comes down and sings the best.
How are we doing on dogs? Have we gotten any kind of total on dogs
yet? I think
we've
got at least 10 dogs thus far.
I'd like 30.
But I think a lot of that's going to be just day of people out walking their dogs, people getting the word out.
I really want to see lots of dogs.
To come on by the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters. That's tomorrow, singing dogs.
I love dogs.
For the key that can start the car.
Do you love dogs, Don?
I love dogs.
Dogs are great, aren't they, Don?
I love dogs. Good
man. Small dogs, a large dog.
I like a small dog, Rob. Let me see. I got just enough time. We're about to head into the world of Buzz. I'm going to have to save this list from FHM Magazine. We'll do that on tomorrow's episode.
Okay.
Sorry, Mike. I know that's killing you.
You know why it's killing me, don't you?
No. No, I don't.
It's killing me because once you read the list, then I can look at the magazine.
Oh.
It's one of those publications you bring in occasionally that I can't see until you take care of what's in it. And the cover of that FHM is just fantastic.
Yeah, it's H-O-T-H-O, but there's a great list of there. Did I ever read you the story about Richard Simmons, The Truth About My Love Life?
No, you did not.
Where Richard Simmons says, sex is overrated?
No.
Fitness guru Richard Simmons has a wonderful love life without sex?
Of course he does.
Right. Food is sex to me, says Richard Simmons.
He has nothing down there.
Good food is sex. I mean, sex is overrated.
Oh, dear.
Today, prancing around in running shorts and a tank top. He loves to inspire others to follow his example, lose their phlegm, and feel better about themselves. Now, the headline says, Richard Simmons, The Truth About My Love Life.
Right.
But they never go, you never get this from the story.
It's one of those BS headlines.
He does say that his mom was a tap dancer.
Of course she was.
His dad was a vaudeville song and dance man who became a house husband.
We still have that. I know we have it back in the other studio, that tape of Letterman and Richard Simmons. That is the funniest exchange ever in the history of David Letterman.
I was raised in a very sexless way, confides the slimming superstar.
Ah, yes, sir, with his body oiled and his candy striped shorts.
I never saw my parents kissing each other except for an occasional peck on the cheek. The only joy that came from Richard Simmons' family was eating. Yeah. The only time that love was in our house was in conjunction with food. Puberty for me was graduating from Thousand Island dressing to Caesar salad. Food has always been sexual to me.
Of course it has.
Who believes that? Let me see. Kids in New Orleans, where he grew up, called him Big Slob, Porker, and Sissy.
Kids are so cruel.
I can't believe how they can be that inaccurate. Fat kids don't like their bodies. Certainly I didn't. I still don't feel there's anything good-looking about me.
Richard!
Now, listen, they don't write about his love life, but just listen to the next paragraph. Richard Simmons lives in his Hollywood mansion with his extensive collection of handmade dolls.
Yeah, well, he sells them. Remember when he sold those dolls?
And his three precious Dalmatians, Melanie, Patty, and Dolly.
Absolutely.
He plans to live out his days as a recluse. I go out and laugh. I'm either in my hotel room or in this house. And you might find that very sad, but it's worked for me. It's a life I've created, a life I've chosen. It's like a priest has chosen to be celibate. You choose a calling. I've chosen a public life rather than a private life. Whenever he needs a reward,
The dean of dieting has found ways to make room on his plate for scrumptious desserts. They're my mistress, my prize. Beyond my dolls and my dog.
He doesn't put them in his mouth.
Oh, no.
Food is dog number, is door number three.
Oh, I broke another lady finger.
Jesus Christ. Come on, everybody knows about that guy. Yeah, but don't put something in a tabloid that says the truth about my love life.
I don't think he's gay.
And just
I don't think he's gay at all.
Right. Right. Hey, Johnny, you got this guy, the Janet from New Jersey? Is she ready? Because if not, I'm going to go to Buzzy. Okay, here we go. We got another dog entering the contest. Janet, hi. Hey, Janet? Oh, Johnny, we just
We lost Janet and her dog.
Well, it said on the screen, do you think that was on the up and up, Johnny? It said that the dog makes its own music. Oh, John just wrote me, I got her info, she's coming down.
All right, very good.
So we've had lots of people like that call in today that just haven't gotten on the air with their singing dog.
I like a dog that makes its own.
So, listen, if you want to register, give us a call on the toll-free on the national or the local lines, either one. A big show tomorrow with the dogs and the guy going down to the Yankees rally. Now here is Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Right.
He made it up.
Is the lead story that we had the worst booking of all time today, the Chinese hooker who didn't want to talk about anything?
Oh, absolutely not. No, today's headline screams, Michael Jackson thinks he has the anthrax.
Oh, my God.
I bet he's got something else to start with A, though. Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
For
news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I don't have to tape. You got to say what's the word from Planet Crackpot.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I don't know where it is either, Robbie. Phone number 877-365-3636 from New York. 877-692-1027. Oh, look at your pal.
What's the word? He's playing a crackpot.
Right.
They crave lovely Oriello. Don and Mike.
Right, right. I have a call in the request line for Jeremy Coleman.
Oh, very good.
Can we get Jeremy in here to take a call?
Of course, I think that's fun. I'd love to speak with someone from your listening audience. I have to go down and get the new Britney Spears album.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Jeremy Coleman.
Am I on the radio, Jeremy?
No, you're calling my office.
I am calling your office.
What can I do for you?
No, I'm sorry, I'd like to speak to Jeremy Coleman and not Mike or Don or any one of those.
You're not speaking with Don or Mike, you're speaking with Jeremy. Now, can I help you, please, because I'm very busy.
Yes, if you can give me your number, that's not on the air.
I don't have to say he's on the air. This DA called us on the request line, Lisa.
Now, what can I do for you? Do you have a problem with Don and Mike, with their show, the content of their program?
I'd like to speak to Jeremy Coleman.
You're speaking with Jeremy Coleman, you incredible dumbass.
He's on our show right now, DA.
Now, what can I do for you? Obviously, you have some sort of axe to grind, and I understand that you're angry. And if you're angry, I'd like to know why. Please. Please tell me why.
Because I would like to speak to Jeremy Coleman.
You've asked me, that's the last time I'm going to tolerate this. You've made me very angry.
I'm not angry, I know who I want to talk to.
That's who you're talking to. You're talking to Jeremy Coleman. Now, why are you doing this? You're going to make me cry. You are going to make me cry.
Damn if you cry.
You're a very cruel, insensitive, dullard, dumbass of a man. And you've got a lousy laugh. A laugh that sounds like the chilling gurgle of the dead.
It sounds. I bet what we probably got here is a guy who calls Jeremy all the time to complain about the show. Hey, am I right about that?
No.
No, is it a personal matter you want to speak to Jeremy about?
Yes.
Oh, really? Personal in what regard that you would call the request line?
Is this the general manager of the thrift shop?
Well, excuse me?
That's the only number I can find except the 202 number.
You sound like you're from the South. Are you from the South?
I'm not.
Where are you from?
Rockville, Maryland.
All right, you know what? Hold on. Jeremy says hold on. He'll take the call. I swear to God, off the air. Hold on a second, please. All right, Buzz, what do you got in the news?
Well, you know, Michael Jackson says he thinks he has anthrax. interviewed by his friend, spoonbender Yuri Geller.
Hello, this is Jeremy Coleman. Hey, you're not on the air now. I understand. What can I do for you, sir? Yes.
Well, don't call on the request line.
I don't remember the exact conversation, but I think, what's your name?
You've spoken to him 2 or 3 times, Mike.
Yes, yes. What can I do for you, Mr. Coleman? Oh, your son is Craig Coleman? Oh, I see.
It's Louis the Retard's dad.
Oh, really? Well, you're not on the air. Your voice is not on the air right now.
He's called before, remember?
Yes. Yeah, we've had him on the show before.
Yes, yes, it's Mr. Coleman.
It's Louis's father.
Yes, so your son...
Oh, my God. See, I thought it was just like some dummy who doesn't like the show who calls Jeremy all the time to complain
about
it.
Yes, Don said he would donate $25,000 to the Red Cross if your son killed himself.
It's been a long time since we've had...
So how would Don feel if you said you'd donate $50,000 if he would kill himself?
It'd be very cheap.
You're not asking my personal feelings? Well, why don't you go on the air and speak with him? Well, I think he... Oh, no, I have very little power here. As a matter of fact, I basically work for Don and Mike. Yes, I do. All right?
It's a great dynamic,
I suppose
though.
You don't, sir. So I guess it would be time to say good day to you. I suppose you could speak to Rob Spiewak. We all work for him. Yes, would you like to speak to Rob? You don't think so. So basically you're offering $50,000 for Don to kill himself?
You should come on the air,
sir. Would you like to come on the air with them? All right, is there anything further that I can assist you with at this time?
So to recap...
Well, that's terrific. Well, it's been a real slice of heaven chatting with you.
God, what a pain in the ass though, is this.
Oh, you know, I just got a piece of paper that Don and Mike wanted to pass along. They said that your son can be a real pain in the ass. Who don't know that? That's right. I agree with you.
Who don't know that?
May I remind you, sir, also, it is a comedy radio show. And what they say... What they say is intended for comedic purposes.
But I meant it.
But, oh, I've just gotten another piece of paper here regarding that $25,000 offer. Don said he meant it.
And also he should check his attic for raccoons. Big one.
Well, is there any chance that you could talk to them on the air? Because they'd love to hear from you, and they would give you a free forum to express your views. Not a chance in hell, eh?
Oh, God.
I understand. That's fascinating, sir.
Is that good or bad?
It truly is. Is there anything else I can pass along to Don and Mike for you, Mr. Coleman?
Tell him we'll never have a problem again as long as his son doesn't call the show.
I've also been instructed. They slid me another piece of paper that said they will never have a problem with your son if he never has anything to do with the show anymore. This is not about your son. I find you as tedious as your son, sir. I find you as tedious as your son. You're calling for yourself, yes. But please get to the point or I must say good day to you, sir. Yes.
So funny. Louis the Retard's daddy calling.
Someone who is in charge? The person in charge would be Ken Stevens. He is my boss. I would call the main number here at the radio station and ask for Ken Stevens. I can't reveal that to you right now. It's super secret. But you could call the main number at the radio station in Washington, D.C. Oh, look it up, for God's sakes, man. It's in the book. It's easy. Or just simply dial 411. Do you want me to spoon feed everything to you? My goodness.
Goodness.
Well, expedite all you want, but I can't give you the number right now. I don't have it handy. I'm going in for a shoe fitting later on today. Are you? Is that all? Do we need to conduct any more business, Mr. Coleman? Well, good day to you, sir. I said good day.
Brilliant.
Brilliantly done, Mike. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Brilliantly done.
That's who it was, gang.
Wow.
That was it. I was giving him everything. I was giving you everything he was
saying. Yeah, we got it. Lewis the Retard's father.
Yeah, we've had contact with him before.
Yes, we have.
Yes, we have. Always an adventure.
Yes, we have. Let me just say to you, Mr. Coleman, because I know you're listening right now, if you would just raise that boy, I wouldn't have to raise him for you. Okay, I wouldn't have to give him the discipline that obviously he needs in his life. Christ's sake. You know, we had to... I'm not going to read... If you didn't hear the whole show today, then you don't know why Lewis's dad's called.
Right.
But that's too funny. That was...
Fascinating.
Because on the request line, the guy asked for Jeremy Coleman, right?
Then he got Jeremy Coleman and the other one.
A guy who calls on the request line, that's fair game, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're stupid enough to call the request line, you're going on the air.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? And you know what? I wasn't able to really decipher what the real issue was going to be. I mean, it had something to do with the $25,000, but I don't get it after that. I really don't.
And I said today, two very bold statements.
That whole family, I tell you, that family is trouble.
Yeah, they're nuts. I said on the air that if I ever allowed Lewis to come on the show again, I would donate $5,000 to the Red Cross. Then he called in again, and I said, if he wanted to come back on the show, that if he made a donation of $5,000 to the Red Cross, he could come back on the show. Mm-hmm. Then I got so exasperated with him, I just said, if you kill yourself, I'll donate $25,000 to the Red Cross.
Yeah, and that was the bit.
Yeah.
But you know what? Some say,
oh, Don, you know you wouldn't want to do that kind of jail time.
And you know, this whole lie is going to unravel anyway when he meets Jeremy at the Coleman family reunion.
Yeah, this is
rural
Arkansas.
Rural Arkansas.
Down in Arkansas.
Fascinating.
Please, come on. You know, Lewis will do whatever's right in his heart.
Yes.
You know, you listen to your father, Lewis, or you listen to me.
God. Amazing conversation.
What?
Well, who is your supermarket? Who am I supposed to speak to?
Like, what am I supposed to do? Listen, I tell you what, you know how you keep me from asking your kid to kill himself to get a donation to Red Cross? Get your kid to stop calling the show.
How many times would you figure conservatively he has called you in the office?
No BS, swear on my kid's life.
Right.
Over 100.
Right.
Over 100 times his kid has called me seriously in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. And that's away from all the crap on the radio show.
Right, exactly.
That's what he's like, just called for advice, or mm-hmm. he's wanted to come down and use a production room to make a tape or something like that, or wanted me to...
And he would be a regular. He would be a danger boy. He would be a guy. But he is incredibly difficult to deal with.
He's just such a dope, and then whenever
little
he...
Little brat, really. That's what it is. Little kid that really probably never got disciplined.
When he gets mad, he has his daddy call us.
Yeah, I mean, that's what that sounds like, too. It's like, Dad, call them!
I can't believe they said that, Dad.
At least, you know, who knows what the dynamic is there? We may never know.
I don't know. But what does Dad say about if we were on fire, he wouldn't take a leak?
Yeah, he wouldn't take a leak out here in a parking lot if you were on fire.
Thanks! Thanks for the call, Daddy.
Goddamn.
Jesus.
All right, that's a good break. Sorry, Buzz, you just lost some news time there.
I know, that's fine, it was worth it.
We had to go with it. We'll get whatever Buzz the news that we do have time for right after this.
What makes you all so sure Godzilla is dead? They were born new.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Let's get a call 100 going here. At 877-365-3636 to New York, 877-692-1027. As long as Craig Coleman's mammy isn't calling, we'll have time for Buzz in the News. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Michael Jackson says he thinks he has anthrax. Interviewed by his friend spoonbender Uri Geller, Jackson says, and I quote, "I'm very sick. They're going to test me and the children for anthrax. We're all very, very sick right now.
Better check the children's butts.
My chest burns very, very much. It's hard to breathe, and when I swallow, it stings.
Mommy, my butt burns.
God.
After I spent time with Michael Jackson."
But while we're on the subject, doctors are very encouraged about the recovery of a New Jersey woman with inhaled anthrax. They say maybe it's not as deadly as they thought.
Very good.
United Airlines could face a big fine and more for letting a guy armed to the teeth past security at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. The transportation secretary says he wants United to not only pay a fat fine, but also to be forced to retrain its baggage screeners.
This is Sam Hunt.
Sunday, a young man was arrested for taking 7 knives, a can of mace, and a stun gun through the metal detector at O'Hare. Security personnel didn't catch any of that. Other airline employees caught him at the gate. Violent crime is way up in D.C., has been ever since the attack on the Pentagon. Some city officials say it's because cops have been distracted with new security duties. Other city officials say it may be that criminals just think there's a lighter police presence.
Duties.
And it wouldn't be a war without Germans. keeping his promise to support the U.S. war on terror? The German chancellor says he's sending in nearly 4,000 troops.
Hi. We're sending in 4,000 troops.
Yeah, we're going to send them tomorrow, and we hope you enjoy them.
Clink!
Yes, General Volkada.
Clink, are you sending troops in?
Yes, we are. I hear you, and I obey you, sir. They were erotic films of sex acts that we enjoyed watching.
Why am I hearing Lewis the retard on the Donnie Mike show, Clink?
Because his father has given him permission to call the show again.
Didn't anyone hear about the bounty on his head?
$25. $25,000 would be awesome, so.
Go ahead, Lewis.
Clink.
Ellen DeGeneres was just kidding when she said at the top of the Emmy she'd keep the audience posted on the World Series score, but when they heard that over at Fox, they started listing the Emmy winners at the bottom of the screen. It was a decision Fox made on the fly. That seriously angered CBS, which has done battle with Fox before and was kind of...
Les Moonves is balling up that girl-sized hand of his right now into a little like baby fist.
I'll get them.
Also got his butt kicked in the Sunday night ratings by Fox. The Emmy broadcast was tape delayed in the Mountain and Pacific time zones, which means folks out west who watched the game didn't need to tune into the Emmys later because they already knew who the winners were. Quoting a CBS executive, it was a pretty no-class thing to do. And by the way, a record 40 million people watched the series Game 7.
You know, I think it's a no-class thing to do?
What?
Running Touched by an Angel. Okay? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Running Becker is a no-class thing to do.
Call me when you have no class. Americans have more of a we're-not-going-to-take-it-anymore attitude since September 11th. Maybe that's why the good people of South Florida tried to help the police yesterday. For about an hour, TV helicopters followed the 40-mile-long high-speed chase of a carjacking suspect out of Miami and south along Highway 1.
You see any of this?
No, what channel?
It was a good one. It was down in South Florida.
Crap.
Some of the viewers...
I missed it. I love a great police chase.
Folks along or near the chase came out of their homes and started throwing rocks and bricks at the alleged carjacker as he sped by. One citizen even threw a bicycle at the stolen vehicle.
See, that's very different than L.A. In L.A., they stand and cheer.
Yeah, they just watch the guy. It's a show. The police were impressed, but not all that pleased. Quoting one officer, people need to know that throwing items at the car was very dangerous. Police finally stopped a suspect with tire spikes. The suspect was hurt when he jumped out of the vehicle and it ran over his leg. In sports, it's about to get a lot harder for New Yorkers to find the Yankees on free TV. Owner George Steinbrenner says he'll now put only 20 games a season on free TV. That's 20 games out of 150, fewer than half the number offered this past season. And finally, Italian police are trying to help fight terrorism. They meant well when they stopped a German truck driver Sunday and held him for over 10 hours.
Another story that involves Germany.
Hi.
Clink!
All of the driver's papers seemed to be in order, except for one word that deeply disturbed the Italian police. The word was Laden, L-A-D-E-N, as in Bin Laden. But Laden is also the German word for load. And like most truck drivers, this one was carrying a load of wine.
Right.
Italians respect wine, and once they realized that's what the Laden was, they let the driver go.
Shoot my Laden.
Clink, do you have a Laden in your pants?
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Sorry,
nine. Yes, double. Gotta go. Hey, listen, it's hot Gutterball action tomorrow night. Your Don and Mike Gutterballs take on the New York Hawkers. Hawkers, as in the movie Meet the Parents, tomorrow night, 7:30 at the Bullmore Lanes on University and 13th, 110 University here in Manhattan. I would thank the girl who wrote the book today, but forget it. Tomorrow on the show, live out on the street, it's us with the singing dog competition to win another key for the Mercedes-Benz, and we're going to be sending Lewis, not that Lewis, another Lewis, to the Yankee celebration wearing a Diamondbacks jersey, the full jersey, the pants, the hat, and a loudspeaker. All of that on tomorrow's episode. Now, a call one. And here we go. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How's it going, man?
Fine. Who's this? Hold on. You didn't say it. Sorry. Got to be assertive.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Come on, speak to us.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Am I behind your call?
No. Oh, how many times will we drum it in your head?
Got to be assertive at this time of the show.
Strong. You got to be strong. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Come strong.
Hi, am I calling 100?
No.
No, you're not.
Happy. Killing me. You got to be assertive. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
There it is. There you go. Hi, Ed. What's your name, my friend?
My name is Chuck A.
Chuck A, where are you from?
Chuck A. Stafford.
Where are you from?
Stafford.
You've won the Blockbuster prize pack, including a DVD copy of Shrek. Right now, your local participating Blockbuster Videos, your headquarters for Shrek. When you buy your copy of Shrek and Blockbuster Popcorn, you get $3 off instantly. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Oh, man, I can't believe it.
Thank you. Hold the line.
Yes.
And, at the end of the show, you got to be assertive. You got to come strong to say I am the 100th caller. All right, that's it. We have a big show tomorrow. Thank you, everybody, for all the great calls today.
Fantastic.
You had a great time. See you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Now, you, sir.
Good day.
Throw your hat in the air, please, Mr. Chu. Just like Sidney Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Oh, now, what are you doing? You threw that like the CM for the Diamondbacks. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis here, just saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you a switch.